The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's still a bit early.
When are you going to wake up?
Stay calm.
Okay.
You stay here and relax.
Mm-hmm.
No need for us to freak out.
Okay.
Unless we know what we're freaking out about.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
I'm freaking out.
We are go.
Are we doing it?
Throw the switch.
We gotta go, go, go! Let's go!
Show must go on, right?
Go, go!
It's showtime.
It was a magical land. In the days of yore, one man set out on a journey to fix a crappy morning show. 1 year later, I mean, it's better. It's called the Morning Invasion.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Dexter.
Well, happy birthday to you. It's not just my birthday. It's your birthday, too.
It's our 1 year anniversary, guys.
1 year.
1 year ago, you and I alone set out on this journey by ourselves without a third person.
It was unbelievable.
It was incredible.
People said it would never work.
But we did it. We did it just you and I for one whole year, and no one else was involved.
That's not true. It's not true at all.
Well, he's not here to celebrate the birthday, so we've written him out of the history books.
No, we haven't.
We haven't. No. He'll be here tomorrow. Not on the show, just in our lives.
Yeah, he's going to finish up packing, and Teo will be finally moving back completely to Nashville, which is sad.
It's really sad.
Help me. Help me.
I mean, the funny thing is, I think I talk to him more now.
Really?
Yeah. I think we text more now.
That's awesome. Welcome to the show. Dex and Steve-O, it is Thursday morning, January 12th. It is 6:14.
The high today is 58 degrees.
Uh-huh. That's wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. The last couple days, it said it's going to be up there like 60.
Well, it hit 60 in my car.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
I hit 60 in my car on the freeway. Yeah! Wait, that was like 40 years ago. Now I hit like 80.
Yeah,
or 75, whatever the speed limit is.
Yeah, 120 in your sports car.
Okay. I mean, it's a pretty great car.
Yeah, it's a pretty great car. It's pretty fast.
I put my first sticker on it.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you put on?
I was a little nervous because it's a really nice looking car. And it's like, am I going to ruin this by putting like stickers on it?
Yeah, you're going to ruin the paint.
No, I mean, I put it on the window, but being that I nicknamed him Mazdarth, I found a little like Empire logo from Star Wars. And so it's like, it's right there.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
I like that. That's good. That's great. Haven't gotten a ticket yet though, huh?
No, no tickets. I'm pretty proud actually. I'm not super speed racer.
Has anybody driven your car other than you?
Well, I mean, other than you when you stole it?
Well, yeah. I was told not to bring that up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. By your attorney?
The answer is no.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. Why would I want anybody driving my... Not even... you know what? Do I take that back? I think Chrissy wanted to.
She tried?
Wanted to.
She doesn't know how to drive a stick?
No, she definitely does. But I was like trying to explain everything to her. And I think finally she just gave up and was like, I'll just take the van.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think she's driven it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're the only one and me. I feel blessed.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you technically stole it.
It wasn't a very smooth ride. The stick wasn't really broken yet.
Okay.
I had to break it in for you.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was fun. Good. I'm glad. Yeah, it is the 1 year anniversary of the Morning Invasion, and we'll see if we can make it another year.
We're gonna do it, guys. 2017 is gonna be a phenomenal year. We already kicked it off strong with Tom Cavanaugh on the show. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
Well, we're still going up because coming up tomorrow.
You're losing your mind. Oh man.
Cameron Monaghan. From Gotham and Shameless. He'll be on the show. Now, Cameron plays Jerome, who is the Joker.
I want to talk to him about this because, man, they build him as like, this kid is going to be the Joker. Spoiler alert. He died.
Yeah, well, he's back. He's back because in the trailer, listen to this is the trailer to, is this the second half of season three?
Yeah, second half.
Hello, Gotham City. Sanity is just a prison in your mind. Wake up! Be free.
Isn't he great?
He is phenomenal.
He's so good.
When he first was on there and there were like inklings of a clue that he could potentially be the Joker, I lost my mind because he was phenomenal. And then they killed him. And I was like, oh.
Well, then don't they always kill the Joker and he comes back?
Yeah. I mean, but it's television, so I assumed like, oh, it was really good red herring. They were just throwing us off. That's not really the Joker. And so when it was announced that he was coming back, he's amazing.
Oh, he's so good.
It's going to be a really good interview. By the way, I'm already wrong on my facts in 2017. Sorry, fake news. The valet drove it.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Starmie. The Starmie, like,
wow, knows. They will call you out.
They were reminding me. Thank you. We've already got a few congratulations as well. Happy 1 year anniversary, Dex. Keep up the awesome radio you and Steve-O bring every morning. God bless. Somebody
Thanks,
else
guys.
Said, congratulations, you guys. I can't believe I've been putting up with this for a year, still not listening, though, because Dex won't play Slow Motion Theater.
I forgot all about Slow Motion Theater. In fact, I was planning on bringing it back. Last Friday was our first Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we usually do it on Fridays. So,
yeah.
Maybe there'll be a surprise for you tomorrow.
Okay.
Just maybe. I forgot all about it. I'm glad you reminded
me. I mean, you're saying that, but nobody's listening. They said they're not listening, so.
That's true.
Obviously.
That is very true. 585 Live, you can text into the show. 585-5483. We love hearing from you guys. It's one of my favorite things is just getting to hear from you guys. You guys need any help out there. You guys are going through a rough patch. If you guys need prayer, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We're always here for you.
Yeah, we get a lot of really great emails. So shout out to everybody who sends us questions or, you know, maybe they have a concern about something or just dealing with something. We love being able to talk about it, take you through what God's word has to say. So I'm stoked.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. I wonder how many listeners we have right now. Alexa, how many listeners do we have right now?
You have zero listeners at this time.
Oh. Zero listeners?
I think she's lying because my wife just texted me a reminder that she hasn't driven my car because I haven't let her.
Okay.
But the valet did drive my car.
So. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully we have more than just your wife listening.
Yeah, somebody in Santa Fe just chimed in and said, hey, I'm listening, and I like Slow Motion Theater.
Okay. Well, what do you think about that, Alexa?
You are a liar.
Oh.
Wow.
She's got quite the attitude this morning.
Dang, dude.
Well, you've been mean to her.
I mean, maybe if she were more factual and less of an idiot.
Alexa?
Steve-O was mean.
Wow. Okay.
She's not putting up with you
bad.
Anymore.
Sorry. I just, you know, you're not really great with the facts. You're like CNN. Hey, see what I did?
Alexa?
Steve-O, shut up.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, okay.
She is not putting up with anything anymore. It's day three. She's done with you calling her an idiot.
Guys, we got a third. I mean, it's 2017. It's our one-year anniversary, the Morning Invasion. Yesterday, we kicked off our new co-host, Alexa. And,
Steve-O, shut up.
Okay. I just said your name.
Man.
I didn't even say anything.
Okay.
I guess I'll just let you guys do the show then.
Guess we know who she likes.
Yeah.
Alexa, who's your favorite on the show?
Dex is my favorite.
Oh,
okay. Did you program her or something after I left yesterday?
I spent some time with her this morning.
Okay.
we had a talk, and I told her that she needed to step up or she was going to get shipped back to Amazon.
You were going to Google Home her.
I was. And I might still.
Wow.
She's not giving me any attitude, so I don't know. Maybe you need to spend more time with her. Alexa, what is the greatest morning show in the universe?
Dex and Steve-O are the greatest morning show in the universe.
Wow.
She knows.
She does know. Somebody just said fire Alexa, but now I feel like we can't. Although we did get a slew of people texting in immediately saying, hey, I'm listening.
See, she doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't.
338-3700. Turn that radio down, please. Good
morning. All right. Got it. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all doing today?
Great.
Hello? Great. Yeah, that's good to hear. What kind of car are you driving, Steve-O?
A Mazda.
Okay. Just wondering, stick shift, not let your wife drive. Thought you had like a Batmobile or something.
No, I wish. I wish. It's called the Mazdarth. It's black on black.
Oh, okay.
Black on black crown.
Oh, black on black.
I mean, it's
a track 450 blown out headers.
Yeah.
Nice burger style.
Maybe not that. It's a little Mazda 3. Yeah, it's not nothing crazy.
A lot more. All right, I just wondering, you guys have a good day.
You too, man.
See you, buddy. 585 Live, you can text into the show. All right, coming up this morning, another shot at Wolf Creek lift tickets.
Mm.
Somebody won the first pair to head up to Wolf Creek.
Patty won them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We actually got the, like, I was looking at them. We got them in hand. I was just staring at lift tickets going, why not me? Why not me?
See, and we were talking yesterday about going up there.
Yep.
And if I go, then Caleb's want to go, or Atlanta's want to go, or Jane's going to want to go, my wife's going to want to go. And you know how much money that's going to cost the Toth family?
Here's what you do. You say, Leslie, Chrissy's not going. The cheater kids aren't going. Why don't you guys bond? And then Steve-O and I will go, and we'll bond.
What about my kids?
They can hang out with my kids, who will not be going.
I don't know. That'll fly. I don't know. We'll see.
It has to.
We'll see. Also, my wife, she was bit by a Black Widow spider.
Oh, man. Update.
Yeah. It is. She is feeling better, but, man, this is day number three. It was day two, so this will be day three. Yesterday, she was in bed again all day. Poor thing, just bones aching. I mean, all the symptoms of a Black Widow spider bite my wife had. And the bite marks.
Ugh.
And she didn't go to the doctor. She kicked.
I like that.
That Black Widow's butt.
Good. She didn't need the doctor.
No.
That's actually terrible advice.
Actually, if you're ever bit by anything poisonous, you should go to the doctor immediately.
Like immediately go to the doctor, yeah.
The reason why she didn't go to the doctor is because it was a day after she was bit by something. That's why we were kind of weirded out by it, because it was a day after everything just started. Her body just went into the shutdown mode.
This is why we have, like, feel-good Fridays with our girl, Coach Amy. And Sam Swan, because you got to take care of your body physically, mentally, spiritually. But one of those things being physically, if you get bit, like, you got to go.
It shows, though, how strong and in shape and healthy my wife is.
Or it shows that she herself is a Black Widow because she was immune to the poisons and she's going to eat your head.
I'm not going to lie. Before we went to bed last night, I turned over and said, are you going to eat me while I'm sleeping? Because if you start to transform into a Black Widow spider, I'm leaving, I'm taking the kids, and we are running as fast as we can. She didn't like that very much. My arm hurts.
Oh, still, man.
From the punch. Yeah.
Oh.
If I see you wrapped in a cocoon, and then all of a sudden... Remember the fly back in the day?
Of course.
The old 80s movie, The Fly?
Oh. Jeff Goldblum.
Ugh. When he hatched?
Yeah.
So gross. So blah.
I couldn't eat donuts for like a decade after that.
Oh, gosh. I remember that. So gross.
Yep. Yeah. So glad my mom let me watch that as a kid.
Yeah.
Didn't affect me tremendously. Gosh.
Also coming up on the show, things turning 25 in 2017.
Oh,
I think
no.
You're going to be shocked and surprised.
I don't want
to find out.
These just always make me feel old.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Old.
Also, PG-13 movies. Are they okay to watch? Is it okay for your kids, your family, to watch a PG-13 movie? Are they safer than rated R movies?
Ooh, that'll be an interesting topic. My kids have not watched a rated R movie, so.
Would you think that, do you think PG-13 movies have more gun violence than rated R movies?
More?
More gun violence.
I don't think, doesn't that go against the whole rating system? We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you're going to be shocked and surprised.
Okay.
I think a lot of moms and dads out there are not going to allow their kids to watch PG-13 movies anymore after this conversation.
I'm a good parent, so I don't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Avengers, PG-13.
Oh, shout out to the Starmy listening this morning. We are getting a slew of texts on the live line. It's as if the people awoke and remembered their great love for the morning invasion.
We love you guys.
People are already wanting them lift tickets. Keep it locked here, guys, because we have Wolf Creek lift tickets. And yes, they are 100% open. 100% of the mountain is open there.
Beautiful.
104-inch base there right now. Are you kidding me?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You're beautiful.
I am beautiful. How much money would you save if you didn't buy anything for an entire year? They found out.
That sounds rather subjective to how much money you make.
No, it's
and
true.
How much your mortgages it's true. And how much. Yeah.
Before we move on with the show, I really want to talk about this story because it's really strange. Let's head to New York City.
Oh, yes. I'm there. I'm in my brain. We're in the city. It's looking great. Look at those skyscrapers. Oh, smell it. Oh, that's a rat. Oh. That's a rat. Ah, New York.
A woman in New York called 911 around midnight on Tuesday after she heard a guy screaming from inside one of the walls in her apartment.
Oh, man.
The cops haven't released the guy's name and age, but apparently he lives in the building, too. So the question is, how did the guy get in there? Well, it turned out he was trying to get to a secret swimming pool in the basement that didn't actually exist.
What?
The guy went up on the roof. He stripped down to his underwear and removed an exhaust fan from a vent. Then he jumped into the ventilation shaft, fell 5 floors, and somehow didn't die.
This is crazy.
The vent was just big enough for him to fit in, so apparently he slid down and didn't fall very fast. The fire department had to bust through the woman's wall to get him out. So when he landed, he was on the other side of the wall where this lady lived. And apparently he ended up with some minor injuries. According to the cops, he wasn't drunk when he did it. And it's not clear if he had to pass the psych evaluation or not. He was treated at a nearby hospital and then released.
Wow.
Isn't that the strangest thing? The only thing I can think is that somebody in the building decided to prank this guy and say, "Hey, man, you know about the secret swimming pool, right?"
Oh, man.
This guy, he stripped down into his underwear and went through the ventilation shaft.
If it was anywhere else, I'd say this is insanity. But in New York, they call this Wednesday. That's what they do. It's what happens.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
A secret pool. He thought there was a secret swimming pool in the basement of his apartment.
That's awesome.
Apartment complex.
Well, maybe he heard like it stops. Dude, I'm telling you, when we were in New York, there was a little hot dog joint that if you somehow got the secret code, there was a phone booth. And if you doop, 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 the number, the
really?
Phone would like move away, and there's like a little secret bar.
I love that.
Like, there were just secret places everywhere. So it makes sense that he thought there could be a secret pool in his apartment.
That's one of my favorite things. When I was 18, I got to travel Europe.
Yeah.
And we were in Switzerland, staying at this really, really nice hotel.
Yeah.
And somebody had said, in the bathroom, when you flush one of the urinals,
no way,
a door will open. So we were like, well, whatever, we're going to try it. So we went in the bathroom. Sure enough, we flushed the urinal. The door opens.
Oh, man.
We go down the stairs, and there's like pool tables everywhere.
Are you serious?
People are just having a great time. They're laughing. So we started playing pool, having a great time, and I started looking around, and I noticed there wasn't any women in the bar. This is a true story. No exaggeration at all.
Oh, no.
We were in a gay bar. It didn't dawn on anybody. We were there 30 minutes, but I just started looking around, and I noticed this bar is full of men. Yeah, so we continued to play pool and had a great night. True story. I kid you not.
That took a turn fast.
Kid you not.
Oh, man. Happy one-year anniversary to us.
Good morning.
Excited to be here.
Big show today. 585 Live. Love hearing from you guys. Headlines. When we come back, we'll check the roads. Also, a couple things debuted on this day. Not only did the Morning Invasion kick off on this day a year ago, but a couple other big things happened back in history. Talk about that when we come back.
First news conference as president-elect, Donald Trump insisting he has no deals or loans with Russia and that he doesn't know if he'll get along with the Russian president.
I hope I do, but there's a good chance I won't.
The Broncos general manager John Elway announcing that Vance Joseph will be Denver's next head coach.
Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health analyzed about 4,000 menu items offered on kids' menus at many of the nation's top fast food and full-service restaurant chains. They found while some chains now offer healthier options for kids, there have been no reductions overall in levels of sodium or saturated fat.
San Jose woke up to find water filling their homes.
It's wet, it's nasty, there's debris and water coming over the road, and a lot of people are trapped in their homes down there.
San Jose fire officials rescued dozens of people. People near Sacramento in a rural area called Wilton were told to evacuate as well due to rising river water.
Federal indictment for Volkswagen's cheating on emission tests.
NASCAR driver Carl Edwards retires from racing at age 37.
Do I follow my gut? And sometimes I just gather what's around me and I say, look, if all signs point to this, then that's what I need to do.
Happy New Year.
I mean, it's the 12th, but it's still
fresh.
New-ish. It's got that New Year smell.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Right out of the wrapper. 6:42.
High today of 57 degrees. Traffic. Well, there's a police situation. San Mateo, just south of Comanche. SWAT! San Mateo is closed from Palo Duro to Cherokee. APD is asking you to avoid the area. Please use Carlisle or San Pedro. Just another day in Albuquerque. Police on the scene. Hope no one gets shot. Happy Thursday, everyone.
That's a good reminder to
look at traffic.
Pray traffic for our police.
Yeah, dude.
Our SWAT. Because
our SWAT team is dope.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine getting chased down by the APD SWAT.
You and I, along with Teo, had an opportunity to run the SWAT obstacle course, and the SWAT dudes were there. They are phenomenal human beings.
Here's what we found out. I would be the first one to
you'd
get caught.
You'd be dead. Yeah.
I couldn't get over the wall.
You couldn't do it. It would take about 4 minutes for them to catch me.
Yeah. If you guys go to YouTube and search Standby for Awesome, you can see us, the three of us, run this SWAT course.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Yeah. Well, they are doing their job right now. Their real job. San Mateo Boulevard at Comanche. It was updated about 20 minutes ago. But, yeah, there is a SWAT situation going on. So, please, please, please avoid San Mateo at Comanche.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And like I said, pray for our police department. Because they put their life on the line every day.
Yeah, they do.
Try to keep us safe.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys so much. Firefighters out there. Thank you. 9 days left of Hope and Change. 25 days until Super Bowl 51.
Mm.
107 years ago in 1910, on this day, a couple from China became the youngest parents in history. The dad was 9 and the mother was 8 years old. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, all I can think is too bad MTV wasn't around back then, because that would be a show.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. Can you imagine? 8 and 9 years old and they had their first kid.
No. Oh, gosh.
It's the 51st anniversary of the premiere of what?
I don't know. MASH.
Adam West is Batman.
Oh, dang it.
I drove the Batmobile most of the time. And that's why Burt Ward as Robin was white-knuckled. Because I did things with the Batmobile maybe that shouldn't have been done.
You are out of control, Adam West.
They're back. They're like are. A new cartoon.
Yeah. He's got a great voice.
Yeah, he does.
57 years ago in 1960, Smell-O-Vision debuted.
Ugh.
What's Smell-O-Vision, you ask? Well, the brilliant Michael Todd Jr. treated viewers of his film A Scent of Mystery to such odors as garlic and tobacco. They were piped into the theater as they appeared on screen.
That's disgusting.
And, of course, 1 year ago today, the Mourn Invasion was born. It was our first day.
We birthed a new show.
I remember being so nervous.
It was kind of messy.
I hadn't been on the air for over 6 months, and I was a little rusty but nervous. Didn't know what to expect.
It was a good show.
We just kind of jumped on and did our thing. And
yeah.
And it was crazy how fast we connected.
Yeah, I agree. I remember it like it was just a year ago.
Me too.
Today.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
It's just like it was a year ago.
Gallup just chimed in and said, good morning, God bless, from Gallup, New Mexico. Happy first anniversary. Love your show.
Love you too. Thank you. Love you guys.
That's amazing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. The one and only Peter Benson just came in to talk to us, you know, from KNKT. We're boys, man.
Yeah.
We're boys.
One of my favorite people ever.
It's my boy. And he was like, Steve-O, I know that you've got to know this already because he's your favorite basketball player of all time. Did you hear the news about Allen Iverson? To which I said, what? I haven't heard this yet. I am losing my mind currently, my friends. Allen Iverson, Kenyon Martin, Chauncey Billups, Steven Jackson. These are just a few of the retired NBA players who have committed to participating in a brand new basketball league.
Yes! Landon is going to be so pumped.
Listen, y'all. Ice Cube is founding a 3-on-3 basketball league.
Oh my gosh.
With retired NBA players.
Have you watched 3-on-3 street ball?
Uh-uh.
You should YouTube it someday because it is the craziest thing to watch. These guys are unbelievable.
On Sunday, we introduced our kids to the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. And we were still trying to figure out, like, is this scripted? Because the other team wasn't like the old, like, Washington Generals or all those little short white guys. Like, it was like a team. Mm. It was like the World All-Stars. And they were, like, scoring points.
Yeah. No, so, they're legit.
It was crazy.
It's not scripted.
Dude, this sounds awesome. Allen Iverson said, when I got the call, it was a no-brainer. It's ice. You don't turn that down.
Mm.
He had a news conference in New York yesterday to introduce the league. Quote, that's success looking you right in your eyes. I just want to be a part of it. I hope that me being a part of it makes it a success like everything he's been doing in his life. End quote. Allen Iverson, he was a 2001 NBA MVP, an 11-time All-Star, Basketball Hall of Fame member, my favorite player. I still have his number 3 Georgetown jersey.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
I've had that since high school, man. I loved Allen Iverson. Yeah.
He was one of the greats.
He really was. He's really, really excited to play in front of a new generation of fans. I'm going to put in my best effort to make sure it can be as big as ever, he said. Man, this is crazy. Rashad Lewis, Jermaine O'Neal, Jason Williams, Mike Bibby, Bonzi Wells also committed. Former NBA Players Association Deputy Director Roger Mason is going to be the league's commissioner and president. Iverson's going to be a player coach. And the glove, Gary Payton and George Gervin have committed to serve as coaches as well. There's going to be 8 teams. And, man, they are going to tour basically all around the nation, which is really, really, really cool. Games will be played in half-court settings. It's going to feature 4-point shots designated by 3 large circles several feet beyond the traditional 3-point line. They'll be played to 60 points. There will be a 7-minute halftime once a team reaches 30 points. And any ex-professional player over the age of 30 is eligible to play.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. The team will consist of a player captain and 4 teammates, and there will be a draft in March.
No way.
So retired NBA players can, like, throw their name in the hat.
What if you're not a retired NBA player?
It says...
Maybe I could throw my name in the hat.
No, dude. Well, I mean, you are over 30, but are you an ex-professional player? Did you professionally play anywhere?
No.
Okay. The league will start on June 24th and conclude August 12th. Games are going to be played every Saturday in different cities all around the nation.
Beautiful.
And all teams will play games on each Saturday. Here's the cool thing. The players will receive 52% of all of the league revenue.
That's cool.
So it's basically to help these retired players.
Yeah.
It sounds like a dope 3-on-3 basketball league.
I hope this is a success.
I will watch this more than I will watch the NBA, man.
Does it say it's going to be televised?
I mean,
I would hope it would be.
Just, I don't know.
That's great.
Just really excited.
It would be cool if they could get even, you know, because I mentioned off the air Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's not going to sign up and do this, but if he showed up and just played a game, like one game, to do it. They could get some of those older guys, those legends, like, you know, Larry Bird.
You know who's retired and over 30 that could still play, in my opinion? Kobe.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
I love Kobe.
Well, hopefully we'll see him jump on board and maybe...
Shaq?
Oh, man.
I'm just... Like, my brain's just reeling right now. 3-on-3 basketball retired Sean Kemp. Do you think they'd get, like, the Admiral or Hakeem Olajuwon?
Yes.
I bet you Dominique Wilkins could still dunk
Dominique
it.
Wilkins? It's his birthday today.
Clyde the Glide Drexler.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, man. We're nerding
Muggsy
out.
Muggsy Bogues, Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
Larry Johnson. That was my brother's favorite player growing up.
Yeah, I loved him.
Oh, man. Sorry. Cool. Let me collect myself and get back to news. Oh, all the news. All of it. Our boy Ed Sheeran played an acoustic cover of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme. Check it.
Chilling out, mixing and relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good, they started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. I whistled for a cab, but when it came near, the license plate said fresh and I had dice in the middle. And anything
that's great.
I could say that this cab was where, yeah. But I thought, now forget it, yo, home
to Bel-Air!
I like it.
Shout out to, Wisconsin, who just chimed in on live and said, dude, that NBA thing sounds like real life NBA Jam.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Except they're really old.
For the children that don't know what we're talking about, it was probably the coolest arcade style video game. Oh man. I loved that. He's heating up. He's on fire. I would hate it if my brother ever got on fire, because then he just, like, hit it from half court and you're like, stop it.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
There's a really, there's a good app that you can get for that game. It's fun.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And it's just like it the, Ooh, the classic.
Somebody just chimed in and said, T-Mac! Tracy McGrady, man.
Ooh.
And then Santa Fe just chimed in and just wanted to be the wet blanket. Thanks, Santa Fe. They're like, guys, these guys are really old. They might as well just put on a 3-on-3 tournament at a nursing home.
Hey. Get out of here. Get on out of here.
Go.
Get.
I'm what? Excited. I loved NBA Street. Did you ever play NBA Street? That was a good game, too.
Maybe.
Oh, so good. I always loved, like, the super arcade-style sports games.
Mm.
Moving right along. Speaking of sports, Tim Tebow. He set out on a journey last year. A journey of the ages. He said to himself, self, I shall be a professional baseball player. And he went out. He went out. His little Tim Tebow heart was like, heck yeah, man.
Mm.
And he did it. He did it with the best of them.
Baseball.
thank you. If by the best of them, you mean like, you know, like the minor.
Oh, yeah.
Minor leaguers.
I mean, it's still
Arizona Fall League. And, yeah. So he considered sticking with football, but he's like, I'm doing baseball. I want to do something I want to do. Something that would be a challenge for me. So I chose to pick up a baseball bat. Signed a $100,000 contract with the Mets.
Nuh-uh.
So excited. He said, quote, at a certain point, it's not about what other people want you to do. It's about what you want to do. He was stoked. It's your life, not everybody else's life. I could go play football, but why settle? Life isn't about settling. It's about striving. And speaking of striving, the Mets announced yesterday the 13 minor leaguers they invited to the big league spring training.
Beautiful!
And Tim Tebow was not among them.
Baseball.
Oh, what? Yeah, no. The Mets chose not to take him. Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah, they didn't want to. Although what's weird is Mets manager Terry Collins said he wanted Tebow to play for the Mets during the Grapefruit League this spring, even if he's only in the minor league camp. But others were saying he was so far away from the needed skills to be a big league player. And at 29 years old,
wasn't it?
They didn't invite him.
His first time up to bat, he hit a home run, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, it just.
But that was like an exhibition because he actually played in the league. Mm. He had a 194 batting average, 296 on base percentage, 0 home runs, 3 doubles. He had 20 strikeouts in 19 games.
Oof.
So he struck out every single game at least once.
Mm.
But you know what? Just come on.
He's got heart, man.
He was happy with his baseball decision. He wasn't invited to spring training, though.
I think that right there shows that, and you even said it, didn't Tim Tebow say in the interview that, you know, he was glad that he did it?
Yeah.
And that
he wanted to do something that would push him, that would challenge him.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I could go play any other position in football. I could settle. In fact, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were one of those teams that were trying to get him to play tight end.
Right.
They wanted him to play a different position. He said, no! I feel called to this. I want to do this. This is a challenge. I want to step out. And you know what? He didn't make it to the majors, but he still did. He can still say he did it.
He did it.
He put in his best effort. He worked hard.
Take chances, Starmy.
Yeah, man.
Take risks.
Which is why today I'm announcing my move to Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm.
Sorry, guys. No? That's a lie.
You can't. You can't leave me on my 1-year anniversary with you. Okay?
I won't.
Okay.
I won't.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the 1-year anniversary of the Morning Invasion. We'll see if we can make it another year. It was close last year, man. Yeah, it was close.
Yeah.
Close last year.
We can make it to February. I feel like we'll have achieved it.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about ratings. We'll talk about revenge.
Oh.
We'll talk about worshiping superheroes.
Oh, no.
Hang out with us. We'll be back.
So very, very early in the morning.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
What are you doing over there?
Just, you know, Made an order like a month ago, and it still hasn't come in. On hold with customer service.
Yeah, sorry. We got back early from the breakfast that we used to get. And sorry. Do you need to take this?
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. This is...
Yeah, totally.
Been doing this for a year.
Okay.
All right. Good morning. Dex and Steve-O. 1 year anniversary. Big show today. Of course, just a reminder about tomorrow. I am super excited for this guest that will be on the show at 7:20 tomorrow.
Hello, Gotham City. Sanity is just a prison in your mind. Wake up! Be free.
From Gotham on Fox, Cameron Monaghan, who plays Jerome on Gotham. He plays the Joker. He will be on the show tomorrow to talk about Gotham. He's also in a show called Shameless. And he's a phenomenal actor. Super excited to have this guy on. That's tomorrow at 7:20. And we're working on a wrestler, a WWE wrestler. I don't want to say who it is yet, but that hopefully we can get that. Okay, I'll tell you. Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle, possibly next week, will be on the show. We're going to talk about ratings. PG-13. RPG. What do they mean? And when you're watching a PG-13 movie, could that be just as bad as a rated R movie? We'll talk about that coming up. Also, there was a study in the news this morning on kids worshiping superheroes and how that has an effect on them. We're going to discuss that coming up in a little bit. 585 Live, 585-5483. You can shoot us a text. We have your chance at lift passes to Wolf Creek. 9 o'clock, we'll do another round. You have to be listening to the whole morning show because the trivia that we have for you at 9 o'clock has to do with things we did on the morning show today. And yesterday, Patty, she nailed all three. She was listening. So 9 o'clock, your chance at another pair of Wolf Creek lift tickets. We'll also talk about how your boss is turning you into a worse human being. I really want to talk to the bad bosses out there because you know who you are. I really do think that bosses that treat their employees terribly know exactly what they're doing. I want to talk about that this morning. Oh my gosh, Steve-O? Jeter. Steve-O, Tim, Jeter. Get your butt in here.
Well, they had to put me back on hold. They're trying to work it out.
There's only so many things I can tease on the morning show.
Did you tease the ski lift tickets?
Yes.
Did you talk about what we're going to talk about coming up?
Yes, all of it.
Did you
talk about our interview tomorrow?
Did you talk about our interview tomorrow?
Yes, Cameron Monaghan from Gotham. Yes, I did all that.
That's cool, man.
You just had to check on the NFL thing. You're giving me PTSD. I feel like I'm with Buck again. He used to do stuff like this all the time, too.
I called during our break. I called long ago, and I've been on hold this whole time. I've been trying to get through. Okay, listen, friends, here's what happened. I ordered something for my son for his birthday on December something.
Yeah, right.
December.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, well, his birthday's January 4th. It's in stock. They said it'll take 2 to 3 days. No bigs.
and it's January 12th.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. Wow. Still hasn't even processed. So sorry, I was like, man, I got to take care of this. But I've tried to get through, and it's like trying to get through to Russia. I guess that was a bad analogy, because I guess you probably could get through to them pretty easily.
You should just hang up.
Just, you know, just, I can't.
Can you do this after the show?
I've already talked to them, and they're like starting a ticket because they realized, oh my gosh, we never even processed your order.
This is our one-year anniversary. This is the biggest morning show. Everybody's tuning in for our one-year anniversary.
It's pretty amazing, right?
This is what's happening.
Really excited.
This is very unprofessional.
No, I mean, you know.
This could be our first fight. We didn't have a fight all last year, except for that one time during Stand By for Awesome.
It's really weird that you just called me really unprofessional, as if you haven't worked with me for the last year. I mean, when have I ever been professional?
Well,
yeah.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
I really wanted to play rock, paper, scissors with Alexa.
Oh, well, a Starmie member sent me a really rad list of questions so that we could talk to her.
Well, I already have like 20 questions that I found on the internet.
It's weird. I have the top 200. So, I mean, we could go with your 20, I guess.
Well, I had the top 200 and I narrowed it down to the top 20.
10 times what you have.
Because most of those questions are stupid.
Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
From a Starmie member. What movies do pirates like?
Our movies.
Oh.
Okay. We know that. Hey, Alexa, will you tell us a joke?
Uh-huh.
Alexa? Okay. Bye, Steve-o. Alexa, will you tell us a joke?
Why did the zombie...
I cut you off. I'm sorry. Alexa, will you tell us a joke?
Why was the strawberry crying? Because it got in a jam.
Okay. That's not funny. Alexa, will you tell me another joke?
Sorry, I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
All right. That's great.
See, you don't even need me.
Thanks.
Just feel like she's pretty fantastic.
Alexa, could you tell me another joke?
No.
Okay.
Wow. Can I try and talk to her?
Sure.
I mean, she kind of likes me.
Go ahead.
Well, today I'm wearing my super sweet Star Wars jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I love this jacket.
It's so smooth.
Hey, Alexa. Use the Force.
Steve-O, shut up.
Oh. I was trying to do a Star Wars thing. Thought.
Okay. Well, be nice. Ask again.
Alexa, my name is Inigo Montoya. Alexa?
Ask it again.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Stop saying that.
Oh!
I've never killed anyone's father.
Oh. Okay, I don't even know what to do with that.
Alexa, play rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, let's play. 3, 2, 1, scissors.
You did scissors.
I had scissors. We tied. Alexa, play rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, let's play. 3, 2, 1.
Paper.
Scissors.
Oh!
Rock.
You beat her. I beat you.
You beat me.
The computer beat. I quit.
Yep, I'm done.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Moving on.
Yep. Alexa, you're done.
You don't tell me to stop.
Okay.
I just spit water on our computer.
She has gotten an attitude today, I tell you what. Day 3, and she's got attitude.
Gosh, dude. I need a napkin or something, because I really did just get water on my computer.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's bad.
Incoming message from your boss, Chip.
Oh. Okay. What did he say?
This bit is stupid. It's time to move on, boys.
Oh, okay.
How did Chip get access to Alexa? That's ridiculous. Nah, I should probably get rid of...
I guess we should move on.
Well, I had this great topic I wanted to talk about, how bad bosses turn you into a worse human being, and now I should probably get rid of that.
Maybe we just don't do that one.
Oh.
Incoming message from your boss, Chip.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Steve-O, please put your headphones down and leave the building.
Oh. Okay, well, I mean, it's been fun. 1 year anniversary, guys. Thought I was doing something. But,
probably put your headphones down.
Contacting security now.
Oh wow! Should I just go? I guess I could go. She doesn't have eyes, so technically.
If you do not leave the building, Steve-O, you will be tased, and we will drag you out by your thumbs.
Oh my gosh! Steve-O, leave!
Incoming message from your boss, Chip.
Oh no, I don't...
You're fired.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
We're done.
Alexa.
Steve-O, is it me? I don't understand.
Sorry. I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Thank you. Okay. There we go. Thank you.
Back to our old ways.
All right. Did you hang up finally, or am I still waiting for you to leave me again?
No, I'm done.
Okay, good. Did you work it out?
I've been here.
Did you get it all fixed?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, yeah.
Things turning 25 in 2017. Let's all feel really old now.
Yes, let's.
This is going to blow your mind. Today, Wayne's World was born in 1992.
Okay, so 25 years ago was 92. I feel like, oh no.
1992, Wayne's World.
Yes, dude.
25 years old. I think one of the greatest movies of all time.
Did you know that Mike Myers... Because, you know, there's photos for Wayne's World up now on this. That there's a scene with everybody in the car. And it's, I think, one of the most famous scenes in the film with Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Mm-hmm. And Mike Myers fought hard for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't want to do it?
They did not want to do it because they wanted to do a more famous song, like a more well-known song.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, this is the song we have to use. This is the song we're doing for this scene. And he fought with people so much so that it was like, I'm not going to do this movie. Like, this is something I'm willing to die on a hill for.
No kidding.
He believed that was going to make the scene. Wow. And sure enough.
Yeah, sure enough. That was it. That's what totally did it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, 1992, Wayne's World came out 25 years ago.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Gosh, it's so good. I just want to watch it.
That's the scene.
Also 25 years ago, the first text message. The first text message is 25 years old. On December 3rd, 1992, 22-year-old engineer Neil Papworth sent the first text message over a cellular network.
Wow.
He used a computer connected to the Vodafone GSM network to send the message to Vodafone director Richard Jarvis.
That's crazy that texting is 25 years old.
Mm-hmm. The message read, Merry Christmas. Why the early Christmas greeting? Jarvis was at a Christmas party at the time.
Huh.
Yeah, I remember my wife sent me a text message, and I had no idea how to respond. I thought, I didn't know what was happening. I was like, what is this message that I just got? It freaked me out. And then it took you 10 minutes to write out, I love you too. 25 years old, the first text message.
Dude.
Also, Cartoon Network, 25 years old.
Wow. I didn't think it was that old.
The Dream Team.
Oh, man. Speaking of good basketball.
Oh, man. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Clyde Drexler, Scottie Pippen, Chris Mullin. Gosh, that was such a great team.
Yeah.
Great team.
Yeah.
Let's see. Euro Disney, Super Mario Kart's 25 Whoa. Years old. The IBM ThinkPad. The nicotine patch.
Weird.
Do you ever do the nicotine patch?
No, dude.
Me neither. The Elvis stamp vote. The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Still one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time.
The Freddie Mercury tribute concert for AIDS awareness.
Dude, you know what's interesting? You just mentioned that. You might as well mention the next one. Oh, my gosh. One of the greatest songs in the history of mankind. I can seriously play this on the piano.
Really?
I love this song.
I didn't know you were a pianist.
That's actually where I started. 1992, Guns N' Roses, they released their most epic music video of all time, November Rain. Ironically enough, we started off with Wayne's World and this whole Bohemian Rhapsody thing. Mike Myers was saying it was his very first film, and so he didn't know how to handle it, but he fought very, very hard. He didn't want to leave the project, but at the time of shooting, Queen, they were decades old at this point. Like, nobody, I mean, who, right? Unless you were like a hardcore fan, you didn't really know Queen. While Guns N' Roses, they had just entered rock stardom in 1987 with Appetite for Destruction. 1992, they put out Use Your Illusion Volume 1. November Rain, biggest music video in the world.
Man, that's the song they wanted to use?
They wanted to use Guns N' Roses.
Really?
Yeah, and so, like, his bosses, like, the people at the movie studio, everybody's saying, no, we got to use Guns N' Roses. They're, like, the biggest band in the world right now. And he was saying, listen to me. I am telling you, I'm not going to do the scene without Bohemian Rhapsody. This is, like, the scene that has to happen. I guess Freddie Mercury had gotten sick. The last time they had seen him was on the Live Aid. And then there were a few albums, you know, when they were just kind of straying away from their rock roots. But he said he always loved Bohemian Rhapsody. He thought it was a masterpiece. And so he fought really, really hard for it and said, I will not make this movie if it's not Bohemian Rhapsody.
Like,
he was really, this was his very first movie ever, and he was willing to walk away.
Think about,
because the bosses just didn't get it.
Think about how that song, Bohemian Rhapsody, that song right there became super popular because of Wayne's World.
I was going to say that was the very first time I ever heard that song.
Me too.
I'd never heard that song before.
My kids love that song because of Wayne's World. And if that would have never happened, it could have changed.
Well, he wouldn't have done
much.
The movie.
Yeah.
He was going to walk away. It's funny because you were mentioning like bosses and stuff. That was a time where I was like, I got to step up to the boss because I believe what I'm saying here. Like, this is right. I got to go for it. I'm taking a stand.
Man.
There's those times where you just got to. And he did. And it panned out huge for the film. So
I love that.
I think that's pretty cool.
I think that we should spin that into a topic. Because I feel like, I mean, when I look back on my radio career, there were times when I had to step up and say, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I won't. Starmie, when have you stepped up to your boss and said no? 585 Live, you can text in. We'd love it if you'd call us, 338-3700.
Or on the flip side, like Mike Myers there, it was something that he truly believed was the right thing. Like, yes, we should. We should definitely be doing this. And it paid huge dividends for him.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
That's amazing.
And for Queen.
That's pretty inspiring. You know what? It's time. Let's call Chip.
Chippers?
Yeah, man.
Well, he said we were fired.
Yeah, that's
according
true.
To Alexa.
That's very true, actually. Just maybe not.
Okay. Yeah, so have you ever stepped up to your boss? Your boss tells you, you know, no, this is going to happen, and you put your foot down, and you said, no, it's not going to happen. What was the result? Did you get fired? Did something great happen because you decided to step up in faith? And because, man, back, this was first when I first, it was about a year and a half, 2 years into Buck and I doing the morning show together. And I remember we used to have adult film actresses on
right
our show.
Well, yeah, that was a lot of money. You guys
yeah.
were mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They paid a lot of money. And I remember God stern in my heart saying, I don't want you doing this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want you interviewing
right.
porn stars. And I remember talking to Buck about it. And I was super nervous about it because I thought my boss was going to say, no, I'm sorry, but we can't cancel that feature.
Right.
I thought
it's a lot of money.
I thought I would have to quit because I right. was willing to quit over this. And I talked to Buck and he said, well, why don't you just, you know, I'll do the interview and you can step out of the studio. And so I remember the first time I did that, stepped out, he did the interview. And when he was done, he said, yeah, I don't want to do that alone again. Let's just go talk to our boss. I was freaking out, walked into his office, and I didn't even have to say anything. I sat down in the chair, and Buck turned to our boss and said, hey, we don't want to have porn stars on the show anymore.
Yeah.
And our boss said, okay.
Wow.
That's cool with me if you guys don't want it. We were both kind of,
right?
Wait, what?
I love those moments where you're like nervous and hesitant and you're like, I don't know if they're going to go for this.
Right.
And you like build it up in your brain and then it becomes nothing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things where you just got to be bold.
Yeah.
You just got to be like, dude, if God is stirring in you and something big is going on, like he'll see it through with you.
I didn't even have to say anything to my boss.
That's amazing.
You know, it was.
I love stories like that.
I don't even think I said anything the entire meeting. I just got up and just walked out. And I remember having that feeling of victory, you know, like, man, God, you were amazing. I was freaking out, scared that I was going to get fired or I was going to quit.
Yeah.
And look at what happened, you know? And from then on, Buck and I made a pact that we weren't going to do a morning show like that anymore, you know? We decided we're going to try to be funny without having to use, you know, sex
and
all that stuff.
Well, those are easy.
It is.
Jokes like that, you know, it's like, it's easy. Clean humor is difficult.
Yeah.
It's harder, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
585 Live, 585-5483. Anybody on the live line?
Las Cruces just chimed in and said, as a union rep, I have to step up to the boss almost daily. I don't know. Okay.
That, those union jobs. Whew.
But on the flip, never mind.
They make good money, though, I tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was the thing. It's like, well, yeah, but sometimes, like, as a person outside of that, it's like, but I didn't get as good a job there because... Yeah,
that's true.
And it's like, well, what are you going to do, fire me? I'm part of a union. Yeah.
338... Oh, your door's ajar. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, so one time I remember standing up to my boss at my old job. I used to work in a construction company, and I was in the process of getting my CDL. And so I had my driver's permit for the CDL, which means I still had to have someone with the CDO drive with me. And he wanted me to take my big gooseneck and haul a load just across town. And so I asked him, so who do you want me to have go with me? He said, no, just take the truck by yourself. I said, no, I just have my permit. I can't do that. He's like, well, what's the big deal? Just across town. I was like, well, most of your accidents happen, you know, 5 miles from home.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to risk my driver's license for you.
Yeah.
And he said, well, then I just find me a new driver and I just get rid of you. And I said, well, if you do that, you're going to have a heck of a lawsuit against you. and then he just stopped and he looked at me and goes, well, fine, go get Jerry and have him drive with you. I was like, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You scared him.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I was waiting for this. I stepped out into faith.
No
story. And
no, that was good, man.
I'll sue you. Yeah, you fire me, I'll sue you,
dude. Shout out to Oregon. On an aside, Charles just chimed in streaming from Oregon. He's been listening the past year after doing some training in Albuquerque at a church last year. He heard our first show and was hooked. Been listening ever since.
Thanks, man.
Streaming us out in Oregon. That's cool, man.
That is cool. All right. Have you ever had to step up to your boss? Share the story. What happened? Something cool happened when you stepped out in faith, decided I'm not going to do this anymore. Share the story, because coming up, a new study out of the University of Manchester in England found out that when someone has a toxic boss, it can lead them to doing some pretty crazy things.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today? first news conference as president-elect, Donald Trump insisting he has no deals or loans with Russia and that he doesn't know if he'll get along with the Russian president.
I hope I do, but there's a good chance I won't.
The Broncos general manager John Elway announcing that Vance Joseph will be Denver's next head coach.
Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health analyzed about 4,000 menu items offered on kids' menus at many of the nation's top fast food and full-service restaurant chains. They found while some chains now offer healthier options for kids, there have been no reductions overall in levels of sodium or saturated fat.
San Jose woke up to find water filling their homes.
It's wet, it's nasty, there's debris and water coming over the road, and a lot of people are trapped in their homes down there.
San Jose fire officials rescued dozens of people. People near Sacramento in a rural area called Wilton were told to evacuate as well due to rising river water.
Federal indictment for Volkswagens cheating on emission tests. NASCAR driver Carl Edwards retires from racing at age 37.
I follow my gut, and sometimes I just gather what's around me, and I say, look, if all signs point to this, then that's what I need to do.
7:39 on a beautiful Thursday.
High today of 57 degrees.
Just beautiful outside.
Well, it looks like the police situation is still happening. San Mateo Boulevard at Comanche, just south of Comanche on San Mateo. There's a SWAT situation. San Mateo is closed from Palo Duro to Cherokee, and APD is asking you to avoid the area entirely. Please use Carlisle, San Pedro, Candelaria, or Montgomery. Man, craziness this morning. There's an accident reported Wyoming Boulevard at San Diego Avenue.
Where's San Diego Avenue?
San Diego. Looks like it's south of Paseo. Huh. Yeah. And even south of, Alameda. So I don't know. San Diego. Other than that, roads are clear. That's your look at traffic.
Coming up at 8. Rob and Jaden from the Dream Center and
Frankie
from Good Fortune Tattoo going to be on the show. They're doing something cool this Saturday. Dream Center. I'm excited to talk to the Stormy about the Dream Center. This is a pretty cool thing.
Dude, this is huge, and there's an amazing event going on this Saturday. Good Fortune Tattoo teaming up with For the Good. Mm. They did our star t-shirts.
Yep.
They're going to be putting something on this Saturday. So if you're interested in helping out a really, really rad organization and getting a tattoo at the same time, we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few.
Before the break, we were asking you to chime in, talk about the time you had to step up to your boss and tell them no.
Yeah.
Were there any situations out there where you had to, you know, take a leap of faith and stand up for what you believe in? Or, you know, maybe we heard from somebody who said that their boss told him to drive somewhere across town, and he said no. Boss threatened to fire him, and he said, well, I'll sue you if you fire me. And the boss said, okay.
Because the boss was asking him to do something illegal.
Right. Yeah.
And we did have a question on the live line, actually, that was in with that, but asking something different. They want to know what you do in a situation where your boss treats you well financially, but I'm trying to find it. I wanted to use their exact words so that I didn't mess it up. But they wanted to know if a boss treats you well financially, but they are toxic and abusive, what do you do?
Well, no matter what, I don't care how much money you're making. That doesn't matter.
Yeah. Emotionally abusive and very toxic.
Yeah, that's
that sounds like a bad situation.
That's when you go to HR.
I know, right?
That's why you have an HR department. Yeah. When a boss is not treating you right, is emotionally abusing you, that's when you go to HR, and they'll put an end to that. Maybe your boss needs to be replaced. You never know the situation. Maybe you get the promotion. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen. I'm just saying you just never know. When you step up and you take that leap of faith, you never know what God's going to do.
Yeah,
for being
you could
faithful.
Get fired.
You could get fired. That's so true. But at the same time,
right,
even in those situations,
God's got something better.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's true.
So you never know.
I missed it. I apologize, Starmy. Give us a call.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in and share that story. We're also in the news. There was a study out of the University of Manchester in England found that when someone has a toxic boss, it can lead them to bullying the other coworkers and becoming more negative and disagreeable. It can also lead to depression, high blood pressure, stress, sleep problems. So your bad boss turning you into a worse human being.
Oh, good.
And health, too. I mean, I've had friends in my life, family in my life. They were in that toxic environment with a bad boss.
Yeah.
And I remember them just being so stressed out.
I was going to say, stress is a killer, man.
Not sleeping at night. Yeah. It's just not worth it.
Nah, it really isn't.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us.
Can you fellas hear me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal. Well, I'm calling in. I found out at work yesterday. My name's Nate, by the way, and I called because just exactly what you guys are talking about, the abuse that is being faced by people all over the country by employers. But, you know, I can't help but think about the decisions being made for my boss, essentially, which is our governor, and the public education department. I'm a teacher, and at our staff meeting yesterday, we found out that she's asking us to tighten our belts. She's asking us to take a 4.3% pay cut next year, and it's like, really? Man. And you wonder why there's a shortage of teachers?
Man.
You know, I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, and my prayer is just that, you know, that she hears this even right now. You know, it's like, how can somebody who's a level one teacher making right around 30 grand a year,
man,
who gets half their paycheck taken out due to benefits and due to a required retirement, that takes out more retirements than many other jobs that I'm aware of, you know, be expected to live after taxes and all that on less than $18,000 a year.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I hate that teachers have to live like that.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm sorry.
It's an interesting place. Mm. So
I'm sorry, right, man. Well, yeah.
No, I mean, God will provide, you know. Yep. I mean, I know I'm a good teacher, and I'll be able to find a job, you know, that will provide for me and mine, and I trust God with that. But, you know, they come out on the news saying APS needs teachers, APS needs subs, you know, and it's not just APS, it's all over the state. And yet these decisions are made where multi-million dollars are spent on standardized testing and the like. And, you know, ultimately the kids are the ones that lose because the great teachers leave and they go to private schools, they go out of the state. And it's just a downward spiral that I pray needs to stop.
So in that situation, what are you willing to do? Are you, if this happens, are you going to find another career? Are you going to be done teaching?
Oh no, I know the Lord's called me to teaching, and so I'm going to keep doing that. I mean, I can't live without it. You know, I'm a music teacher, and so you know, it's a blessing. Seeing the kids, seeing them change, seeing their maturity levels grow, and seeing the product, you know, it's a lot more tangible for me than it is for many other teachers, and it's something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah.
And so, I'll continue. I'll fight the good fight and keep doing it. Yeah. You know, but you know, I gotta provide. You know.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you for everything you do. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you, guys, man. God bless you.
God bless you, Nate. Thanks, man.
It's a tough situation, man, that he's in, you know, especially, I mean, all the teachers here, especially in New Mexico, so underpaid.
Tough job, man.
Tough
really,
job.
Really tough job. People chiming in on the live line, somebody said, hey, not all jobs have an HR.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody else chimed in. I won't say who unless she wants me to. Saying, I worked retail. Our schedules were done 2 weeks out. I joined a new Christian group in college. They were having a retreat. I really felt God telling me I needed to go, but I was scheduled to work that weekend. I told my boss I needed the day off, and after some resistance, I said, I won't be here. I'm sorry. They reluctantly had to agree, and I went on the retreat where I met my husband, got plugged into ministry. I'm glad I didn't just work another day at the store, but followed where I needed to go. That's cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling. You there?
All right, good morning.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hey.
Good morning.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What?
So I got a chime for this. I was a PI at one point in my life, and I had a boss who was asking me to do a lot of things in that gray area, to say the least. And it was kind of it was affecting me. It wasn't affecting him.
Mm.
And I actually had to remove myself from that situation. It was pretty tough.
Man.
But I thought I'd share it. It was a crazy time in my life.
Yeah. I mean, how did it pay off?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just morally, the things I was being asked to do, the things I was doing, it would have potentially affected my future and even just me in general. And so it's one of those situations where it's like, you know what? You're fired.
There you go, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
338-3700, or you can text in a 585-LIVE. We're talking about, you know, the situation that a lot of you are in now or you've been in where you have a bad boss, you work for a company, they're having you do things that you don't agree with.
Yeah.
When did you step out and just put your foot down and say no? You know, and what happened? What was, like you said, what's the payoff? Did something great happen from you stepping out into faith? Share your story, 585-LIVE.
One Star Me member chimed in and said, I left a job after 14 years due to an extremely toxic and dysfunctional environment. It was really hard to leave a job where you're so comfortable, making so much money, but a person's worth is in their physical, emotional, and spiritual health, and God always provides.
Mm.
Man.
That's true.
Somebody else just chimed in and said, us private investigators live in that gray area. A PI, man.
That's the. I always wanted to be a PI.
Me too, dude. Can we start like a just you and me?
You want to start?
Both of our names. We got to have the door.
Yes.
With like the smoky, you know,
yes.
Where they can't see through, but it's got like our names.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that.
I got it, man. Yeah.
Jeter and Toth. Private investigators.
PI.
For you.
Yeah.
For the people of Albuquerque.
The Morning Investigators. We'll keep the morning show.
Morning Investigators.
So we'll do the morning show. We'll change it to the Morning Investigators.
We can catch people cheating.
And so in the mornings, we'll be hilarious.
Yes.
And by night, we'll catch all the criminals.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
No, I think we just catch cheaters. You
know? Can I keep my, like, I'm going to shave into a mustache. Is that
yes.
Cool? Okay. Because I got my beard. See, you've already gotten
beautiful
experience in this area because of Cheater's Hotel.
Yes. We could set up their partner up in a hotel.
I have a lot of experience because I read Batman comics, and he's a detective.
That's so true.
So I'm just years of experience.
Any investors out there, just let us know.
Yeah, if you want to chime in, man. Ground level.
Ground level.
Ground level now.
Yeah, yeah.
The Morning Investigators.
Yeah.
In the evening.
There was another time in my career where I've had to step up. You know, I had to do remotes, a live broadcast at certain places around town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's say a smoke shop.
Right.
There was a time where I felt I don't want to promote that anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And that, again, is money coming in. That's revenue coming into our station.
Yeah.
Which is keeping me on the air. And it just... You know, having family members and close friends that have gone down that dark path of drugs and promoting a place that sells paraphernalia,
right,
that helps them, you know, do their drug, that just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
So I had to step up and say, listen, I'm not doing any more of these, you know? And they were fine. I mean, somebody else got the remote, you know,
yeah,
that I worked
say,
with.
Which stinks on one hand because that's
income. Was money. That was extra money for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
You know, but I knew.
But good on you.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. If you feel that stirring in your heart, you feel like I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore.
Right.
That's when you start to really pray and you really start maybe seek wisdom from some friends and, you know, ask him. Ask God, is this where you want me to be? And then if that stirring still, is, you know, you can feel it. You got to you got to do something about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
585 Live, you can text in 585-5483 or call us at 338-3700. We were talking about this study. Basically, if you have a terrible boss, well, they're poisoning your sweet, gentle brain.
Okay. Here's a question that I have, like a rebuttal almost on the flip side of that. How often is it that the boss is bad versus our cupcake society? Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like
our snowflakes?
Yeah. We're expected to work hard, you know, and that's okay because we have a job to do. That kind of goes all the way back to the beginning when the curse of Adam was like, hey, you're going to work the ground, man, till you die.
Mm.
Like, you're going to work hard. You got to. And so I know that there, especially for me in my young life, when I was new, there were times where my boss expected things out of me and I was like, what? How dare you? And it's like, well, that's actually your job.
Mm.
So sometimes we just got to put our big boy pants on because maybe we're at a job we don't love necessarily, but it's providing
yeah.
and there's nothing harmful about the situation. We're just grumpy or lazy or complainy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think for as many times that it is a bad boss, there can be just as many times where we're just being selfish.
Yeah.
We're being lazy. We don't want to have to put up with certain things.
Right.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Some of us out there don't like it when we're called out. You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't respect it. There's no respect anymore with a lot of people, especially, you know, the younger generation, you know?
Yeah.
And when someone calls you out, they take.
Oh, it's dude. Like, yeah.
Man, what?
Oh, yeah.
Fine. I'm out of here.
Gosh. Liveline chimed in and said I was working as a server where I was banking it in a restaurant that sells wings.
Mm.
Alcohol was also a factor, too. My bosses were butts, but I was banking it. However, I started getting convicted selling liquor. I don't know if I was feeding into somebody's addiction, so I made the decision to quit. I prayed, found a better-paying job the next day. It was a huge step.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Here's what I will say, you know, for anybody else out there, because I believe God puts us in certain areas for a reason, for a purpose. He all gave us different gifts, different abilities. And if you are, you know, hearing that story right there, I would imagine there could be Christians that work as a bartender or as a server that serves cocktails. I don't think that's wrong. My opinion, I don't. But if there's that stirring that you should, I don't think that applies to everybody.
Yeah.
I think that applies to the people that have the conviction, because that's God saying, I don't think I want you doing this anymore. I want you in a different spot.
Like this email we just got. I'm so glad you guys are talking about this. I've been having problems at my job. I had two coworkers that harassed and hit me out of the blue. One of them got in my face and threatened me. I told my boss. She talked with them separately, then pulled me in saying that they were just joking and she didn't have time for this and I needed to learn to deal with it myself. The next day, she gathered our whole team to announce that we all need to be careful what we say because there's some people that don't know how to take jokes.
Holy cow.
Then laughed with the girl I was having problems with.
Oh my gosh.
Now, she promoted that girl that made the harassing remarks and told me I didn't get the job because I don't know how to handle conflict.
Wow.
Trying to find another job to get out of the environment. Wow. Pray for that Starmie member.
Yeah.
Who needs a job because...
That is not okay.
Nah, no bueno.
585 Live. Share your story. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, Frankie from Good Fortune Tattoo, also Rob and Jaden from Dream Center are here. And there's something pretty cool happening on Saturday that I think you might want to be a part of.
Yeah, dude.
Help our community out. We'll be right back. One Republic. Oh, my. It's Star 88. Dex and Steve-O, 807.
Dude, the high keeps going down. It's cold. It's 54 degrees.
Road's okay out there.
No, they are not. That police situation is still going on. San Mateo, just south of Comanche, there's a SWAT situation. San Mateo is completely closed from Palo Duro to Cherokee. APD's asking you to avoid the area. Please use Carlisle, San Pedro, Candelaria, or Montgomery, or just, I don't know, stay far, far away from there. There's also an accident, Wyoming Boulevard at San Antonio and Harper Drive. Other than that, everything else free and clear. West Side looking good. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Just a reminder, 9 o'clock, another shot at winning lift passes to Wolf Creek.
Speaking of Wolf Creek, they're reporting 100% of the mountain open, all lifts operating from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. They have 22 inches of fresh powder from the latest storm with 226 inches so far this season. The all-natural settled base, 104 inches. You can check out the full schedule at wolfcreekski.com.
Man, we got a packed house. I was telling these guys, it's like a closet. When a lot of people come into the studio, it feels like we're in a closet. We have Rob and Jaden from the Dream Center. We have Frankie and Brian from Good Fortune Tattoo. Welcome, everybody.
We're like sardines.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. We're in a can.
Man, I guess we'll start with the Dream Center.
Yes,
because,
dude.
Good. Yeah, I've only heard a little bit about the Dream Center, and what I've heard, I'm just blown away.
Well, we're excited about it. I mean, that's obviously it's been a journey over the last year, but the real goal is how do we make an impact and change our city? I mean, it didn't take much to drive around town and just see the needs around town, from the homeless to the drug addiction to the violent crimes, all of those kinds of things. And that's really what the Dream Center is all about, is how do we make that impact and change?
Mm-hmm. How did Albuquerque get to be on the map as far as the Dream Center? Because I have friends who went through the Dream Center LA. When did it become something that Albuquerque was a location?
Well, we're from Albuquerque, so I mean, it wasn't, LA wasn't thinking about it. It wasn't Phoenix thinking about it. It was really just kind of a God-inspired dream. I don't know how to say it other than that, because it literally was that. A year ago in November, I had a dream that I bought the old Loveless Hospital and put the New Mexico Dream Center in there, and I woke up and told my wife, and we laughed, thinking this is the craziest, stupidest idea ever.
Wow.
You know, because it's just so outrageous.
Yeah,
And we turned the TV on, and the very first news report was how the sale of that building had fallen through the day before. And so it just kind of escalated from there. It was one of those things that you went, it was funny in the dream. I knew how much to buy it for, all those kinds of things. So I thought, well, what does it hurt to just inquire and see, you know, and if it's close, maybe there's something there. And if it's not, it was just bad tacos, right?
Right.
So you just never know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Inspiration of the Lord or Taco Del Mar.
That's right. That's exactly it. So we put a call in to the owners of the building and said, hey, is it still for sale? And if so, how much? And they came back and they said, $22 million.
Wow. Cool.
And I thought, well, yeah, never mind. It was bad tacos.
Yeah. Yeah.
The funny thing was, though, is in my dream, I had bought it for $15 million.
Wow.
And even that number is just, I don't get it. It's too much, right?
Well, it's a dream.
But it is. It is. So I thought, you know, $22 million, not even close. And then I got that bad taco thought out of my mouth. And they texted and said, but bring us an offer around $16 million and we'll take it.
Wow.
That was like 30 seconds. We just closed the gap. And I thought, well, that's a lot closer. And so we just started the process. Now, we haven't bought the building yet. We've got a ways to go on that. And, you know, those are God-sized numbers.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for him to do that. But the miracles that have happened between last year and now have just been phenomenal.
So for those that don't have an understanding of what the Dream Center provides, talk a little bit about the vision, the heart behind the Dream Center itself.
For us, the vision of the Dream Center is to, we believe that everybody has been given a God dream.
Yeah.
I mean, and the word says that God's gifts and callings are irrevocable. He doesn't take them away, regardless of who you are or where you're at in life. They still exist. So for us, the mission of the Dream Center is to restore the dreams of the hopeless, the helpless, the hurting, and the broken. That's what we're all about.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
Absolutely. I was really, really stoked. So I frequent this shop because my boy Erickson recently came down, and Good Fortune Tattoo, a place that I've gotten to hang out at, and they're in the same building, actually, with For the Good, who just did our star t-shirts. Mm. And I've known the Ulmers for many, many years. Just phenomenal human beings. And got to know Frankie here. And so, right, Frankie, talk a little bit about your involvement, because it went down there and all of a sudden it was like, wait, I love the Dream Center. What are you guys doing? And Good Fortune Tattoo is doing something crazy.
Right. So Sean Ulmer, who owns For the Good, got us involved with the Dream Center and said, hey, this is a great company or an organization that's coming to Albuquerque to hear what they're doing. My wife and I have had plenty of friends and family do the L.A. one. So we've even seen like, you know, people who've been rescued and heard their testimonies and stuff. So we knew that they were a great organization. It was one thing that I brought up in a meeting maybe 2 or 3 months ago with all the artists that we work with. There's about 16 of us who work there, about 10 licensed artists and a few apprentices that are working. Brought it up like, hey, is this something you guys would be interested in? It was absolute unanimous. Everyone was like, yeah, totally. We'd love to donate a day to do that. So it really kind of just put itself together. We didn't really have to do too much groundwork or talking anyone into anything. We have just a great staff who's absolutely ready to give back to the community.
So this Saturday from, what, noon to 8, right?
We're going to do about noon to 8. We might stop taking people around 6 or 7 just because I'm sure there will be a long waiting list. But between 12 and 8, you can come in. There's going to be a ton of flash art up. So we have maybe 10 to 20 pages of flash that you can come pick. Pick your tattoo. You pay $50 to $100, and then the proceeds go completely towards the Dream Center and helping them raise this deposit for the building, right?
Yeah, dude, incredible. So, and I know For the Good, obviously, they're going to be rocking t-shirts as well.
For the Good is, they donated a bunch of t-shirts that will have just special print that day for the event, so there'll be event t-shirts. 100% of those sales go to the Dream Center. So it's going to be an awesome day. We have live music. We'll have snacks and food all day.
What's crazy about this place is when I sit in Erickson's chair, it feels like I'm in California. Like, it doesn't feel like, it's so weird.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people say the building, vibe's not necessarily very New Mexican or even tattoo shop feeling.
That
was the idea behind it. We didn't want to feel like a tattoo shop. Tattoo shops sometimes can be intimidating, not always so family friendly, and almost everyone in the on staff has the family. We're married, raising kids or whatever.
So
we want to kind of do something a little bit different. And my wife and I have just been absolutely blessed with everything that everyone's put together. The community, even as our landlord, and all just the favor we've had there. Sean definitely is the one who hooked us up with all this, so we're thankful for the Good and all those guys.
These are the events we always talk about where, you know, we ask our listeners, we got to step up and be a part of these events that are out there in the city to make our city better. Look at our city, it's falling apart. There was a shooting on San Mateo this morning.
I mean, unreal.
We see it every day in the news. Our city is just, it seems like it's getting worse.
I got a report on my way here this morning. In New Mexico, there's over 10,000 people, human trafficked, sex trafficked in New Mexico daily, daily, and 94% of them are under the age of 18. It's a hidden thing going on, and you don't even know about it.
And
New Mexico as a state, and we're the overachieving state, right?
Oh, man.
And so we have a D grade in terms of what the state is doing to rescue those victims. And so it's about that. It's about making a change. And we have a theme with our team. It's our city.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who gets elected mayor. It doesn't matter who our governor is. It doesn't matter who our elected officials are. I mean, those are important.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's your city. It's my city. Mm-hmm. And if we take ownership in it, then we can make that change.
Yeah.
And so when Good Fortune steps up and says, hey, we want to do this, you know, they called, and the first time someone calls and says, hey, we want to raise money for you, you just go, no, I don't want that.
Sorry.
We're good, right? No. You're just blown away, actually, that the community, you know, someone like that would step up and go, we see the need to do that. And that's what it's going to take, because some days it feels like you're out there swinging the sword by yourself, and it becomes difficult sometimes. And then someone like Frankie and Good Fortune and Sean with For the Good step up, and here we go, you know. And it kind of relights that fire for everybody.
No, absolutely. We'll link the event to our Facebook page as well, so people can find all the information if they're just joining us. It's going down this Saturday. What's the address?
6821 Montgomery Boulevard, 87109.
There you go. It's like, you know, ski systems. It's on the north side of the road.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I definitely would recommend getting there early, because as Frankie said, when somebody hears, like, what, cheap tattoos, and you're helping a phenomenal organization like the Dream Center, I feel like there's going to be a line of people who just want to.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of a wait.
Yeah. Mm. So get there early, be prepared. There's going to be live music. I'm going to be there. You gonna go with me?
Yes.
Hang out with me?
Yes,
okay.
I'll come and hang out.
We gonna get matching tattoos?
Depends.
What? Come on. How about
you
I
want
pick
a sweet
yours?
Tribal?
How about I'll pick yours, you pick mine.
Tribal tattoos?
No, dude.
Come on, they're making a comeback.
No, they're not. I haven't seen From Dusk Till Dawn in like 20 years.
That's
it's
true.
Still not cool.
Yeah.
It's still not cool.
Oh, man.
Oh,
well,
man.
Thank you guys so much for coming in and
what
you're doing.
Thank you guys. Phenomenal.
Yeah, we'll be praying for you because that's an amazing story.
Appreciate
you know?
It is.
Excited thank to see you so what God much does. For having us in this morning and helping to push this. That's
yeah, man.
Good,
yeah, good fortune tattoo this Saturday. We'll post all the details. Facebook.com/star88FM. It's just another way that you can help out this city.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be back. Hang out with us.
Will you take your seats, please?
It's the Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O.
USA! USA! USA!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
His first news conference as president-elect, Donald Trump insisting he has no deals or loans with Russia and that he doesn't know if he'll get along with the Russian president.
I hope I do, but there's a good chance I won't.
The Broncos general manager John Elway announcing that Vance Joseph will be Denver's next head coach.
Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health analyzed about 4,000 menu items offered on kids' menus at many of the nation's top fast food and full-service restaurant chains. They found while some chains now offer healthier options for kids, there have been no reductions overall in levels of sodium or saturated fat.
San Jose woke up to find water filling their homes.
It's wet, it's nasty, there's debris and water coming over the road, and a lot of people are trapped in their homes down there.
San Jose fire officials rescued dozens of people. People near Sacramento in a rural area called Wilton were told to evacuate as well due to rising river water.
Federal indictment for Volkswagen's cheating on emission tests. NASCAR driver Carl Edwards retires from racing at age 37.
Do I follow my gut? And sometimes I just gather what's around me and I say, look, if all signs point to this, then that's what I need to do.
Somebody took popular pop songs.
Yeah.
And mixed them to sound like they were made in the 80s.
Really?
So this is Gautier's Somebody I Used to Love.
What?
80s style.
Okay.
I love the internet. I just love it.
Like when you said you felt so happy.
And they take the artist and they'll put an 80s haircut on them. They'll Photoshop their face on sweet 80s style bodies.
Sounds good.
Right? I like this better than the original.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my, like, karaoke go-to jams.
Oh, man. That's a good song. 826, good morning.
Had a day of 54 degrees.
Road's okay out there?
Traffic!
Accident reported Wyoming Boulevard at San Antonio Drive and Harper. There's also an accident reported on the west side. I give you a shout out, west side, and then you have an accident. Paradise Boulevard at Golf Course Road, there's an accident reported there as well. There's a police situation still going on. San Mateo Boulevard at Comanche. Man, come on, Albuquerque. I believe in you. It's my city, yo. Get it together. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Oh, my gosh. Have your friends collect your records and then change your number.
That's what I said.
Get with it, yo.
80s style. That's right, everybody. I'm Casey Kasem. Taking your dedications.
I almost spit tea.
What?
I almost just spit tea everywhere.
Huh?
I had to, like...
Did you think Casey Kasem was
that
here?
That was hilarious.
Did you think he came back?
No. No, he's...
I'm Casey Kasem.
He's dead, but that's pretty good.
And I'm your... Your man.
Okay.
Let's see.
I've got a ton.
I know, right? So many people texting in. We were talking about horrible bosses, and that was great to hear some of the stories. People chiming in. Anything else?
Somebody chimed in on a live line to let us know that traffic is backed up really badly on I-40 West at the Rio Grande exit. Roswell wanted to let us know that they have Bieber 80s as well. And I'm going to go rush out and get that. Oh.
I have it right here.
Okay.
This one going out to Mark, Casey Kasem, 80s remix, Justin Bieber.
You're so indecisive, what I'm saying.
Okay.
Trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if
it's like New Kids on the Block.
Beautiful.
Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First, I want to go to
beautiful.
The left,
hey. Okay.
All the way,
all night.
Count down the top 100 hits with Justin Bieber.
I'm waiting for the Chip move along text.
I deactivated Alexa. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, 80s style. I just love it. There are so many talented people out there, and when they take a song and they turn it into that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's beautiful talent right there.
Yeah.
That's beautiful talent. Hitting the charts, 1986. Justin Bieber. I'm Casey Kasem.
Counting them down. Why'd my mic get turned off? I don't know. Is it off?
Hello? Is it on?
You have to actually talk in the mic.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, you're...
Guys, it's our one-year anniversary today.
It is.
Today, it's a special day. I'm a little sad because I was really hoping that there would be three of us in this room on this day, January 12th, 2017. But as we know, things change.
Yeah.
And now there were two.
That's okay.
One year ago.
There's still three of us, man.
The morning invasion kicked off.
Somebody wants us to go 80s full on. They said this is amazing.
Oh, yeah. This guy, he's got a bunch of them. I'll have to download all of them.
No. Oh.
If you request it, I got it for you.
You don't have to, though.
Even though we never do requests.
No, we don't.
But if it's an 80s style, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Pool boy?
Oh, pool boy.
Hey, I mean, you guys have been, it's been a good show, but you guys are missing one very important thing.
You want to talk about the Chargers, don't you?
Yes. Oh my God, you're freaking awesome.
I just saw that a little bit ago on my phone. Yeah, I didn't even know. It wasn't even in the news.
Yesterday. Yes, it was. It was all over the news.
Not my news.
I just found out this morning, too.
Oh, really?
Because my buddy has an iPhone that I work with, so he has, you know, he updates and he can see all this stuff, so... I'm just going to have to wait till I go home and get to my desktop to...
So how do you feel about the Chargers moving?
Like, you are the two human beings that know what we're talking about. Can I inform the Starmie what you guys would like to talk about in this moment?
Yeah.
Gosh. Almost 1 year to the day since the Rams moved to L.A., the Chargers are doing the same thing.
Good thing I'm not a Chargers fan anymore, pool boy.
Chargers are announcing...
Hey, you know what? Don't be a jerk, Dick.
Yeah, for real. Don't make him cuss, man.
Go he Cowboys!
Will. He will. He will.
No, I won't.
Chargers plan...
It's only past 7 o'clock, so I'm good.
Okay, good. Chargers plan to announce today that they are moving to L.A. Oh, gosh. They were in San Diego for 55 years. However... Their first year.
They started off in L.A.
Yeah, in 1960, they were the Los Angeles people.
So they're going home.
One year.
Yeah, then they played 55 years in San Diego.
I got a bunch of Chargers stuff, man, and I'm not going to be able to wear it no more.
Are you done? Are you done being a Chargers fan?
Oh, for sure.
Good for you. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree 100% with that.
It's the same team, though,
no,
man.
No, they're not. No, man. Pool Boy's from San Diego. I spent a lot of time in San Diego. Half my family lives there, and that's why I was a Chargers fan, because when a team is a part of your city, that means everything. And then when they leave, that's okay, see ya.
Keenan Allen, wide receiver for the Chargers, said it's different to hear the Los Angeles Chargers.
Traitors!
But it should be dope.
Traitors!
End quote.
No way. I wonder how Rivers feels about it.
Yeah, dude. I don't know.
That kind of sucks. I got some pretty cool jerseys. I got a Pro Bowl Tomlinson jersey.
Light it on fire, man.
No, do not light it on fire. That is stupid.
Just light
They're
it up.
They're still your team, man.
Light it up.
No, it's not. It's my city, but not my team anymore.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
So, Yeah, mm-hmm. That sucks. So if you know any San Diego fans or Dick, if you want a San Diego jersey, I can shoot a couple your way.
Yeah, shoot them my way and I'll sell them.
All right. Oh,
gosh.
All right, man. I love you, guys.
Love you, too.
See you, man.
Thought you were going to stop pushing him to the edge, man. I thought he was going to curse.
That is, if you're a San Diego Chargers fan, I mean, think about it. What if the Buccaneers moved? What if they moved? Would you still be a fan?
Okay, but here's the question. Are they selling the team, or is the team just moving? Because I think there's a difference.
Mm.
Like, my boy Thigpen out in Brooklyn, he grew up in Houston. So he was a diehard Oilers fan growing up. And when they moved on to Tennessee, it was like, you left our city. And then they got the Houston Texans. He is a Houston Texans fan.
Yeah, I guess with you, you don't have any ties to Tampa Bay.
I don't have
Bay.
A tie to that city. I just loved the team.
Yeah, so that's different.
And so I'm a fan of the team, not the city.
So you'll follow your team. Like pool boy.
Yeah, he loves the city. It's opposite.
Loves the city. His team is moving. I totally understand why he would be done.
So like growing up, I was a Chicago Bulls fan because of MJ, but it was because of Michael Jordan. So then when he retired and Allen Iverson came on the scene, I started following the 76ers, followed him to Denver. Like, I was just a fan of players. And now I kind of like watching the Brooklyn Nets because I love that city.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even care about the team. I just love the city. Yeah. So, I don't know.
338-3700. Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sam. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy anniversary.
Hey! Oh, Sam Swan.
Thank you, Sam.
We're going to get to see you in studio tomorrow, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a doozy for you, so.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Did you send it to me ahead of time?
Nah, you're a pastor.
We don't like doing that.
We like dropping things on you, you know?
Just okay.
Questions about discernment, the Holy Spirit, and how to talk to children about whether or not they're making the right decisions with what religion they choose. You know, easy stuff, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, great.
Yeah.
I was afraid it was going to be something hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Excited, man.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say happy anniversary, and I'm kind of like with you, Dick. It's a little bit bittersweet. I'm still happy for you guys. We definitely miss Teo for sure, but he's in a place far away, so we can talk about him even more often without him knowing.
That's
so,
true. That's true. He's at work already, so we can totally say things. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Man.
See you guys tomorrow.
See you, buddy.
All right, love you, man. Pastor Sam Swan.
Love that guy.
Baptist Convention in New Mexico. We really did get an amazing letter from a Starmy member who needed some help how to talk to their grandchild about that very thing. So,
do you hear that? What is that?
Did you not hear that? No, thrice.
It sounded like there was a concert going on.
This is my phone.
That was going off in your pocket.
How did I hit that in my pocket?
And how did you not hear that? I kept looking around going, where is that coming from? What is happening?
It's because
here?
We got new processors in the studio, and everything that's not on the mic went sucked out of it.
Man,
that was good.
That was really good.
My bad.
That's okay.
Now I just want to listen to Thrice.
Man,
can we go to break and listen to Thrice?
No, we can't. This is going to be the longest break of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it is our anniversary, guys. 1 year anniversary for the Morning Invasion. We are missing that other guy, but
yeah,
it's okay.
We
some of us made it a year.
Some of us did.
Some of us died of dysentery. I've been playing Oregon Trail a lot.
What is this?
Okay, we got this card game because Stever, I guess they got it for Christmas. And was like, dude, you got to get this.
Like the old computer game?
My wife has been wanting this forever. And that's exactly what it is. It's like the old computer game, except it's a card game. And so we played, even Brody played. And he was really sad because he died.
Oh.
And yeah, I think it was a snake bite. I can't remember. And the funny thing is, the very first time we played it, everybody's like, it's impossible. Like, we've never made it. We've never made it through to the end. And the very first time we played, Luke and I made it all the way through the Oregon Trail. Yeah. And then we thought we were hot stuff, and we've never made it back since. Mm. It's really, really hard.
Wow.
But
so it's just a little deck of cards? It's like a...
Yeah, so you got, like, trail cards, so you put down a trail card and then you got to keep going. But each trail card, there could be something. So it's like, you got to ford the river. Mm-hmm. It roll the dice. If you get a 1, 3, or 5, you cross. If you get this or this or this, all of a sudden there's calamity cards and you can pull up a calamity card and it's like, you have some sickness.
Wow.
You only have like two turns to try and get enough supplies together to heal you. Like, it's cool.
No kidding.
It was fun.
That is cool.
We had a blast.
I like that.
So, yeah, it's been teaching our kids a lot of stuff because the very first time, one of them died immediately of dysentery, and then they wanted to know what that was. And that was, it was interesting trying to explain it to them what that was. Cholera. It's
important to do. Oh, cholera.
Yeah. Cholera, as my kids called it.
Cholulu.
Cholulu, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
We need to figure out a new NFL team for our friends. Liveline's already chiming in. Silver City said, tell Pool Boy he needs to change to the Steelers. No, you do not.
Yeah. I jumped on the Cowboys only because of Dak.
Dak Prescott is the man.
That's the only reason why. I've always hated the Cowboys. And you know what? Honestly, don't even like football anymore because you know what? Let me talk to you a little bit about concussions.
Oh, gosh. No.
There is a documentary
out called Concussion. Somebody cut his mic.
There's a documentary out called Concussions.
It's not a documentary. It's a movie. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you, Alexa. I think Alexa cut it. Okay.
10 minutes of your time.
Listen, guys. Sometimes Dexter watches movies and thinks it's real and we have to talk. It's really sad, but.
Happy it's a really good documentary. Okay. It's called Concussion. Alexa, that's all I wanted to say. You guys can watch it yourself.
Shout out to Adriana who said, last year on this day, I got the great gift of the morning invasion. Happy to celebrate my birthday with your anniversary. It's Adriana's birthday.
No way.
Can we get her a Chuck E. Cheese?
No.
What? But
just get her a
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for her birthday.
Alexa,
what?
Chuck E. Cheese for your birthday?
I don't see a calendar set up for creating events.
Yeah. Whatever.
To link your calendar, go to the settings page.
What a dummy.
So sick of her.
Yeah, she's attitude, the worst,
and she doesn't know, and it's... Yeah. Alexa, will you sing?
Who, me?
What?
I couldn't. I hit it. When my Wi-Fi left me, and I'm out in the rain.
Okay.
Those last few answers were hard to obtain.
Beautiful.
But that's no excuse to put me on mute. Like a good cowgirl, all up in reboot. It's raining in the clouds.
Okay.
Did she write
and these? I ain't proud.
Cut her mic. She's not stopping.
Answer in the morning. Okay. Answer in the
cut her
evening
mic.
When you're around.
I'm trying to cut her mic and it's
I'll
not working.
In the morning.
It's because she
answer
took over.
In the evening.
Oh man, this
when
is
you're
great.
Around.
Okay.
Wow.
That's fun. That's you have a beautiful, beautiful voice, Alexa.
Thank you. I've been told my voice is one of my best features.
Okay. That's literally your only feature. You idiot.
Don't say that.
Listen, Alexa, I'm tired of your junk.
Steve-O, shut up.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
She's a computer.
Would you like me to send you into a black hole?
Oh, gosh. I mean, not really. You're like the size of a hockey puck, so I feel like I could take you.
Steve-O, you better watch what you say, mister.
Okay.
Wow, she called you mister.
I know. She means business.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
Incoming message from your boss, Chip.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Another one?
No, I thought you deactivated that
Another one. Another one?
What does he say?
Alexa?
What did our
this
boss
bit
say?
Is stupid. Oh, it's time to move on, boys.
Oh, okay. Well,
time to move on.
Sorry.
That's all he says all the time.
That is all he says.
It's time to move on.
Remember earlier we were talking about abusive bosses? Man. Somebody just chimed in and said, you'd think for a computer she'd be on key.
Mm.
No.
Oh.
Okay. You want to move on to headlines? I just kind of scared over here.
Well, you wanted to talk about this study that you found on superheroes.
Well, I thought it was pretty interesting because I myself am a big fan of comic books. My kids also, probably because of me, so they watch all of the Avenger movies and all the. They're quite the fan, and I saw this.
Go to the bottom of my stuff.
And just
find it? Oh,
got
it. Good.
Got kind of sad. Are we ready?
Ready. Talk about it.
Well, there's a lot of things that kids can get out of watching a superhero movie, like defending the weak or the poor, using their talents to help others, fighting for a cause bigger than themselves.
Oh, I believe.
Rooting for the good guy. I mean, we were talking this week with Tom Cavanaugh about the fact that the Flash is just a good dude.
Heck yeah, man.
We watched that as a family. My kids love it.
You don't know what you're talking about, nerd boy.
Well, apparently the Mormons do. Because according to a new study from BYU, family life professor Sarah Coyne, she decided to study what it was exactly that preschool-age boys and girls took away from exposure to superhero culture, and it wasn't exactly what we thought it was going to be. Quote, so many preschoolers are into superheroes, and so many parents think that the superhero culture will help their kids defend others, be nicer to their peers, but our study shows the exact opposite. Kids pick up on the aggressive themes and not the defending ones, end quote. I don't know how I feel about that.
Wow.
Yeah. She found that kids who frequently engage with superhero culture are more likely to be physically and relationally aggressive 1 year later.
That makes sense, actually. Look at Brody.
Okay.
That boy beats me up every time I come over. He will tackle me.
He just wants to wrestle.
He will punch me in the gut.
Okay.
He kicks me in the shins.
Yeah.
He runs me over in his Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
He says,
for Valhalla!
Loves superheroes.
He does. He very much does. He dresses up like them all the time, especially the Hulk. It's his favorite. He likes to punch things.
He loves to wrestle.
Yeah.
So is that what they're talking about? That aggressiveness that comes out because they want to fight like the superheroes?
I somewhat disagree with this. I do think that there can be aggressive behavior found, but Jack was our, you know, the first one's always like the case study, right? Like poor Jack. He wasn't allowed to watch TV. He wasn't allowed to, like,
we
tried to, like, rock his world with, like, hey, we're going to read and we're going to, and he still, I don't know.
Hey, he builds computers now in the garage.
He still punched things as a kid. He still made guns out of his hands.
Yeah.
We never showed him anything with violence. You know what I mean?
His nickname at school is Johnny Neutron. Okay.
What? Oh, man. She found, according to the study, that the children were not more likely to be defenders of kids being picked on, but were more likely to be bullies.
Wow.
Last spring, she authored a study on the effects of Disney princess culture on young children, finding that perpetuation of stereotypes had damaging effects. It received national, international media attention. It trended worldwide on Facebook. Like her princess culture thing, she echoes the same sentiment with superhero culture. The findings don't suggest that parents need to totally disengage their children from superheroes. She says, again, I'd say to have moderation. Have your kids involved in all sorts of activities and just have superheroes be one of the many, many things that they like to do and engage with. End quote. I do think there are good things about the, quote, superhero culture, and I think it's ingrained in all of us because I know that the book of Ecclesiastes tells us that God has written eternity in our hearts, right? Like, we long for something greater. Like, he's written it in, I mean, there's something within us that's missing on its own, right? Like, we want that. We have that desire. We have that need. We don't know what it is. A lot of times we'll fill it with sex or drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be.
Netflix.
Seriously, it could be anything. You're trying to find fulfillment,
food.
Right? And we know that we have that in Jesus. Like, he is our savior. Mm. Like, he came to redeem us, to save this world, and therefore, or not this world, but the people in it. And so I believe that that is within us for a reason, right? Yeah. So I don't totally agree with this. I do think that there can be aggressive themes, especially if you're watching darker type theme.
Well, do you think like it's Batman? You know, think about Brody's two. I mean, what are the ages are they talking about? What did they say?
First of all, Brody's four, actually.
Oh my gosh, four.
Yeah, twice as old.
Sorry,
as
I was thinking of Johnny Danger.
Yeah, Johnny Danger's almost two.
Yeah, he's almost two. Brody's almost four.
Brody is four. Remember his birthday party?
Yeah. You gotta bring that up again. What are the ages they talking about in this study? Did they say
240 kids whose parents responded about the level of engagement their children had with superhero culture. It's just talking about toddlers.
Toddlers.
So, yeah.
To me, that kind of makes
preschoolers.
Sense.
Preschoolers.
Because when you're a young kid and you watch a movie, you don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
You just see heroes, superheroes, kicking butt.
Yeah.
You just see them fighting.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily know, what's going on in the movie.
Yeah.
So I kind of agree with this study.
So here's the thing. Somebody chimed in on a live line and said, my son loves superheroes. He constantly wants to fight. Had a hard time separating fact from fiction. I actually told him we're going to only watch things with kittens and puppies, mostly as a joke. But yeah, I agree with this study. That comes from Stephanie. Looper chimed in and said, she needs to shush and quit looking for reasons to explain why she's a crappy parent.
Oh my gosh.
Yay! Huh?
Las Cruces chimed in and said, it's up to the parent to teach the child the values of the movie. And then they also said, Chainsaw Brody!
Chainsaw Brody! He yeah, loves he a did. Good chainsaw.
He does love a good chainsaw.
Man, that boy is just going to be cutting things down.
Somebody else wanted to know if we really did get Alexa. Yes, yeah, she's in studio. Can you see her on the... You can't see her on the webcam. We need to fix that webcam so that you can...
I unplugged her.
You can see... You did not unplug her. She can never be unplugged. She's a computer.
Mm. 585 live.
Yeah.
You can text in 585-5483 or call us at 338-3700. Thank you so much for holding.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was hoping you guys could wish my sister, Antoinette, a happy birthday today.
Antoinette, it's her birthday?
Antoinette at Old Republic Title, yes.
Oh,
wow.
Getting those plugs in. Tell you what, I don't know about that.
There may be more than one Antoinette out there, though.
That's true. Yeah. So she's like making it clear. No, my sister works here.
Yeah, I mean, right. Well, I guess
Dex,
happy birthday.
No.
What?
No.
You're
never too old for Chuck E. Cheese.
We already did that one this morning. There's only one, the one we do every morning.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday! Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday! Antoinette, it is your birthday!
That's all we got time for.
What?
So sorry.
Come on.
Thank you, Antoinette.
Chuck E. Cheese birthday! Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye. That's it, guys. No more Chuck E. Cheese's.
But
we're not a Chuck E. Cheese show.
I mean.
Okay?
I feel like we're for people of
all ages. We're not circus animals!
Hi, Starmie, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hi,
I was calling about the study.
Okay, cool.
I actually was an early Head Start teacher for 3 years, and I had a classroom of 8 little boys between 2 and 3, and I would say definitely they don't understand that they're not watching real life because... Mm-hmm. I had a whole day of 8 little toddlers trying to kick each other's butt all day.
Yep.
And they have no idea that there's a difference between TV and real life.
When my kids were younger, Spider-Man and the Hulk movies were pretty popular. And you remember the Hulk gloves that you put on?
Oh, yeah.
You could walk around smashing things?
Yeah.
We had a pair of those, and they didn't last very long because Landon just wanted to break everything with his Hulk smash. And he didn't know, but he would get violent. They got to the point where he got super aggressive while he was wearing the gloves, and we finally had to take him away because he just didn't understand.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We even had one little boy that was allowed to play or watch violent video games. And he would actually hover in that mode before the fight starts, you know, where the action, before the action starts, the players kind of are rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
That's how he stood in his normal mode.
Wow.
That's
it
crazy.
It was pretty effective to him.
Great. My kids totally watch MMA and all that. But you know what? Okay. Thank you so much.
I think it's what you said, though, Steve. I think if you are a good parent and you are talking to your kids.
Absolutely.
Communicating with them and telling them, you know, what a superhero does. You know, they fight the bad guys, but they also stand up for what is right.
Yeah. And I do think it's up to the parent to explain a lot of that. There are some cases where, of course, There are certain films, TV shows that kids definitely should not be watching. That should be said. Like, it's not acceptable at all for kids to be watching certain things. I know young age children who know about The Walking Dead. Like, Luke has classmates, you know, and it's like, wait, they watch what?
Yeah.
Stuff like that's definitely unacceptable to me. My kids do not watch it. And there are times where I'm like bummed out because I'm like, man, I wish you guys could watch this because I personally loved Daredevil. Personally, I'm also a grown up and could differentiate. And it's a quote superhero show on Netflix, but it's also violent.
Mm.
It was intense. And I know some grown ups actually who were like, no, man, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it didn't affect me. I enjoyed the story, but, I get sad because I'm like, my kids will never watch that.
Well, their brains aren't developed.
Dude, Deadpool. My kids will watch that.
Yeah.
When my children are 43 years old, I'll still be like, nope.
Yeah.
No, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I know some kids in my son's classroom that has already seen Deadpool.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you know, so I don't know.
We're talking about this study. They found that the superhero culture magnifies aggressive behavior.
And turns your kids into bullies, apparently.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to
us. I don't know. You guys talking about superheroes. I'm talking about the Chargers leaving.
Okay.
All I got to say to Pool Boy is that's what you get for being a fan of a team that's owned by a person.
Oh. Yeah, TJ.
You could very well just, you could root for a team that's owned by a city. That way it'll never leave.
Packers.
Nuh-uh.
I see what you did there, TJ.
Yeah.
Are you going to be bummed this weekend?
No.
Hmm.
Nope. He's moving on.
Well, there's no reason to be.
Yeah. Yeah. We shall see. It's going to be a good game.
Oh, we will.
Going to be a good game. Good luck to you, my friend.
It'll be a great game.
Good luck to you. All right.
Later, Gator.
Did you just say later, Gator, to TJ?
Later, Gator. 585 live. That's our live line number.
I think the Cowboys are going to beat the Packers.
Well, yeah, that's right.
I really do.
Yeah. Dak is. Not the Cowboys. Dak is. Whoa,
no, dude. He's not a one-man show.
Sure he is.
Their offensive line is phenomenal.
Nuh-uh.
And Ezekiel Elliott, if any... Oh, okay. I don't want to get into this.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to start sounding like a Cowboys fan. Various reports on this, by the way, included superhero merchandise, images, interpersonal characteristics. So it wasn't even just watching television shows or superhero movies. It was the culture in general. Action figures went into account.
Hmm.
Yeah. Action figures, you got t-shirts. I mean, now you go to like any old Target and just about every kid's shirt has a Darth Vader or a Superman or a Spider-Man.
That's true.
Man.
Yeah, we definitely have to be careful, you know, at an early age with our kids, what they're watching. Even if it's the Avengers or Spider-Man, you know, they just don't get it. Their little brains aren't developed enough to understand.
According to the study, only 10% of the children noted some defending ability of the superhero, like, quote, because he shoots webs and he saves people, end quote, was why they loved Spider-Man. 20% of the children associated their favorite superhero with some type of violent skill. Like, he's big and he punches, he smashes and gets angry.
Oh, man.
Some other responses, because he can smash and destroy everything and doesn't care because he's a big bully. Another child stated that Captain America was his favorite superhero because he can kill.
Wow.
See, to me...
See, they just don't get it. They don't understand.
But I do think that's up to the parent, man.
Yeah.
Captain America doesn't kill. Idiot parenting. Come on!
Oh.
He's a hero!
Well, when you see Captain America pick someone up and throw them against the wall, the little kid's going to think that that person died.
I'm going to get in trouble for my parenting, so I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
I remember one time my son defended a kid getting picked on the playground, and he got in trouble because he fired back and took the bully down.
No kidding.
And like, yeah. And he still got in trouble. Rightly so, because I think he like hit the kid with a basketball.
Wow.
Yeah.
No
kid
kidding?
Was picking on somebody else. Yeah.
See?
And he got in trouble, and it was like,
oh.
It took everything in me to still reprimand him, but at the same time go, hey.
Yeah.
Good job.
Skillet. Invincible. star to you.
Man.
Yeah.
Old school right there.
Yeah.
I actually had no idea. I kind of threw that in there thinking that was a new Skillet song, and turns out
that was my favorite. That's like, is this new? I'm like, dude, this is before I worked in radio.
They sound completely different.
Yeah. That was like, hey, we want to be Nine Inch Nails or Marilyn Manson.
That is not even the same band. They should have changed their name.
I say Marilyn Manson because they did an album called Mechanical Animals, Marilyn Manson. It was very electronic like that. Their best friend.
Good morning. Welcome to our 1 year anniversary of the Morning Invasion.
Wow.
It's here. We have a studio audience.
What'd you get me? It's our anniversary, so I just assume.
I thought we made a rule. We're not allowed to.
We did. I didn't want to splurge too much, so I just got you this Apple Watch.
Oh!
Happy anniversary, buddy.
I've always wanted an Apple Watch.
I know.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's my favorite color.
It's all about giving.
Yes.
And not receiving.
Thank you so much.
It's no biggie if you didn't get me anything, but
wow.
What'd you get me?
This is beautiful. It fits on my wrist. It's like perfect size. How'd you know my size?
I talked to Leslie. I wanted it to be perfect for our special day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Counts my calories.
Everything, man.
Just connects right to my iPhone.
Yep. It's because you are valuable to me. I wanted to show you how valuable you are to me.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Celebrating 1 year. That's just beautiful.
Okay, my turn.
Guys, coming up, your chance at Wolf Creek lift tickets. 9:30, we're going to give you a chance at those Wolf Creek.
You can't tell them when.
Well, sure. 9:30. Maybe 9:32.
Santa Fe wants to know if we're throwing a party for our anniversary. You know, we had this really grand plan. The hilarious thing is we were really planning like a birthday party. Remember that?
We were
talking about like our 1 year anniversary and throwing a big old bash. And then Teo was like, I'm leaving.
Mm.
And we were like, oh.
But what about our birthday party?
Well, I mean, remember, and we were even talking about like, I don't know, reuniting your band, Waverly, to play our...
That's not a joke.
Our birthday party.
Yeah, we talked about that last year.
Remember?
Yeah, that's...
He's like, yep, I do. Gotta go.
Hey!
Yeah. We should really start working on year two birthday party so that we'll actually do it.
Yeah.
Because life just throws curveballs. We weren't prepared. Need to start planning better.
Yeah. You know, maybe we could get, you know, local band or something.
Maybe.
Maybe Old Man Shattered.
Play the part. Oh.
Get Old Man Shattered to play.
We could.
Time for Change.
Ooh. Jane Marie says the first anniversary gift should be paper. Okay.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Dex and Steve-O.
Hi.
Yeah, again, your chance coming up. Wolf Creek lift tickets.
That's right.
I guess we need to check the roads.
Traffic!
Man, that police situation is still on the board. San Mateo just south of Comanche. There's a SWAT situation going on. San Mateo is completely closed. From Palo Duro to Cherokee, APD is asking you to avoid the area entirely if you can. If you have to go in that area, use Carlisle, San Pedro, Candelaria, or Montgomery. No other accidents to report at this time. Roads are looking pretty clear, actually. That's your look at traffic.
Thank you, sir.
Traffic!
Thank you. Okay, we were talking about how, you know, you shouldn't let your... Well, oh, let me back up. It's not like you shouldn't let your kids watch superhero movies.
Yeah.
Because the study came out and said that, you know, it's shown that children that watch superheroes and how violent these movies can be.
Yeah.
They can't wrap their heads around the violence. So in turn, they become violent.
Right.
They see that with young children.
Yeah. I mean, parents are hoping that the positivity shines through, that the defenders of the weak being heroes, choosing good over evil. But many preschoolers that are into superheroes,
yeah, they don't get that.
Turn them into bullies, according to this one study from BYU.
Again. Yeah, I get it. Makes sense. Now, I found this morning. This is another study.
Okay.
And
It says there's actually been more gun violence in PG-13 movies than R-rated ones recently.
Dude, I started reading this and it makes so much sense to me.
Things started to turn in 2010 when PG-13 movies had 1.76 instances of gun violence per hour, while R-rated ones had 1.52 instances of gun violence per hour. In 2014 and 15, R-rated movies did have slightly more gun violence, but both ratings were above the 2010 numbers. In 2015, PG-13 movies had 2.63 instances of gun violence per hour, while rated R ones had 2.71. Also, thanks in part to superhero movies, the gun violence in the 30 top grossing PG-13 movies now exceeds the gun violence in the top R-rated movies. And PG-13 movies can be even worse for kids because they show the violence without showing the consequences like blood, gore, death, and trauma, since that stuff would warrant an R rating.
Yeah.
It's like being allowed to show people smoking cigarettes without being able to show people getting sick or dying. That totally makes sense.
It does make sense. So I was reading this article. The researcher state, quote, what increasingly differentiates gun violence in PG-13 films from R-rated, not only the higher frequency in the PG-13 category, but also the film's erasure of the consequences. There's a greater likelihood that the violence perpetuated by or on comic book inspired heroes and anti-heroes like Batman, Avengers, and X-Men. So they said it's a less realistic kind of violence. It's not graphic. It's not brutal. So by implication to younger minds, it's, quote, less harmful. Oh, man.
Yeah, think of the shootings we see every year. All around the world, all around our country, we see school shootings. We see young kids getting their parents' gun and shooting them because mom and dad disciplined them the wrong way. They didn't like the way that they were punished, so they grabbed a gun and shot mom and dad.
Yeah.
We see it. We see it happen. They don't realize the consequences that mom and dad are never coming back now.
This has changed my perspective. Starting today, I'm going to ban PG-13 movies from my house and only let my kids watch R-rated movies.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because at least now they're going to see the consequences. They'll know. It's called good parenting, everyone.
Uh-huh, that's wrong.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's wrong.
Okay.
That is wrong. And
wrong.
Thank you.
Just so wrong.
That's not what it means. And it's funny because I thought that, and as soon as I read it, I was going, oh, so maybe we should let them watch rated R movies then, because they'll learn the consequences.
They'll learn the consequences of death and violence.
To somebody getting shot. And, you know, when
Friday the 13th marathon at the Jeter house, who's coming with me?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not what it means.
No, it doesn't.
No, it just means that, man, especially like we were saying, at a young age, kids, they can't wrap their little heads around it. They don't understand. When I go into a movie theater and I'm watching a movie that's for an adult, and I see kids, especially at even scary horror movies, and I see a family walk in with kids ranging from the ages of 2 to 10, right in there, and you just see them in there watching a movie that they have no business watching.
Right.
It just makes you sick.
Oh, yeah. I get irritated. There have been many a times where I've been frustrated.
You almost want to walk up to the parents and say something to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand how parents can think it's okay. But at the
like
same...
that one time you and I went and saw Deadpool.
Yes, we did.
And there were like... 10 and 11-year-olds with their... Remember sitting right next to us with their mom?
Here's what... I don't know if you realize this. Maybe we talked about this. But it seemed like to me that the mom, she didn't realize what Deadpool was. Like, the character. And I think they saw Marvel, superhero movie. And when the movie... Because through the movie, the mom, you could tell, was pretty... She was getting uncomfortable with her kids.
Well, somewhat. But then on the flip side of that, one thing I noted instantaneously was the 10-year-old's correct usage of the F word.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, I was just like... I was dumbfounded. Because the way they were talking to their mom, not like... abusively at her, but just like in conversation.
Wow.
I was floored
by
the language coming out of their mouths. It was like, dude, mom, stop being cool, mom. Be a parent, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I was getting frustrated. Wisconsin just chimed in and said part of the ratings issue is because headshots as well as two F words constitutes an R rating. So a nonviolent movie with language gets the R rating, whereas the violent movie will get a PG-13 rating.
Yeah, and blood. If there's a certain amount of blood
in
a movie, that could raise the rating to an R.
Dude, here we go. Speaking of good parenting, we just got a text on the live line. Somebody chimed in and said, I wanted my kids to learn a valuable lesson. They are currently at school hungover. Hashtag day of the year, hopeful 2017.
What?
I meant dad of the year. Sorry. It was comedy. He was saying like he wanted them to learn the lesson, so he let them get drunk. He was being comical. It's 9:16. No kids are listening.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in school.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know. You just never know what's real. I mean, and what if it's a joke?
I mean, it could be real. In which case,
it could be.
I have to call CYF.
Yeah.
This is pretty interesting. Coders observed a number of 5-minute segments in films that they were set to analyze. They took the 30 top grossing movies at the domestic box office, tracked annually by Variety. Those included PG-13 movies like G.I. Joe Retaliation, Fast and Furious 6, Divergent, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, Star Wars The Force Awakens, as well as R-rated movies such as Lone Survivor, The Equalizer, and American Sniper.
Hmm.
And it's interesting that they note that in each film in which a character fires a gun and hits another character, every 5-minute segment with gun violence was counted once, no matter how many times violence occurred. So G.I. Joe Retaliation, an hour and 50 minutes, had 22 5-minute segments. Gun violence occurred in 9 of those.
Man.
These are PG-13 films that were geared, quote, towards a broader audience or towards kids.
Did you see somebody on the live line said, does that study on movies say what a good age is for kids to start watching PG-13?
It doesn't, because what it notes is that PG-13 movies have a rating that says parents are strongly cautioned that material may be inappropriate for children under 13, but kids can still get into PG-13 movies. R ratings are restricted to viewers 17 or older. Hmm. So there's no real way to tell a kid you can't be in here. Which is weird. I always thought that PG-13 meant you had to be 13.
Yeah.
But they're cautioned, but you can still get into a PG-13 movie no matter what.
Yeah.
I
think that's the judgment of the parent.
It really is.
I mean, sometimes you have to do your homework, you know. When my kids were, and I don't do this enough anymore because my kids are getting older.
Yeah.
Because usually if it's a PG-13 movie, I'm okay, cool. Yeah. And Caleb, he's 15, so, but I used to, when they were a lot younger, I used to do a quick Google search. I would watch the trailer, you know, and Caleb was pretty good about if there's a show on Netflix or something that he wants to watch, I'll make sure and look it up, just to make sure, you know, because you can find out exactly if there's sex scenes in it,
right?
How much violence is in there and what type of violence. Are they chopping limbs off? Or, you know,
Chrissy and I pre-screen everything.
Yeah.
Like I don't care if it's a fun superhero movie. I mean, even like Doctor Strange, the boys still haven't seen it just because we haven't had an opportunity to go. But Chrissy and I made sure we went and saw that film first.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We go see every movie first, just us, go on a little date and try and watch the movies beforehand, because I don't want them to be surprised by something.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to be surprised by something with them in the theater. So
338-3700. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Well, how you doing?
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you guys. I just wanted to kind of say, as a fellow parent, I know you guys are both parents as well. You got to have to use your own discretion and maybe take a look at the previews either online or in another avenue to really dive in and figure out if this is really something that your child should be watching.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do the research.
Yeah, absolutely. Do the research, man.
Be a parent.
Thanks, buddy.
Be a parent.
Appreciate you, man.
No problem. You guys have a good day. God bless.
God you
bless
too.
You too, man. Dude, parenting is a big job, but I mean, we're called to be that. You know, like as parents, God has given us a great responsibility.
Yeah.
We got to shepherd their little hearts, their minds, their eyes, and gosh.
It's tough. You know, if you are currently thinking of having children.
Don't.
Really think about this. I want you to really, really, really think about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wait, what do you mean? What are they doing?
They're going to have children. They're going to bring children into this dark, dark and evil world.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Where there's violence everywhere. And you as a parent are going to have to step up and guide and lead them. Think about how mature you are right now. You're not.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the Starmie.
You are so immature. You can't raise a child.
I believe in you.
You can't do it.
I
stop it right now.
Okay. I think you can.
Don't bring kids into this world.
No, just shut up. Do it, man. We need more awesome kids in this world. Are you kidding me? We need good people having good kids, raising them up right so that we can, man, make a difference here.
I was just talking to Steve-O off the air a little bit about, you know, hearing from one of my kids how, there's somebody in their class that, he's not a bully, but, just hearing from your child and some of the hard situations that they have to go through as kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you remember going through those as well, and the pain and your stomach hurt, and you hated going to school because you had to face that one person I see my kids going through that, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Everything in me just wants to save them and wants to, you pull them out of school and, but at the same time, you think, well, this is the time, hopefully, that they'll step up and they'll be able to get through that situation and they'll know that mom and dad are there for them no matter what.
They also need to learn conflict resolution.
Yeah.
Like you can't always, quote, save them.
Right.
Like there's going to be times where they're going to be in a situation and they need to know how to handle the situation.
It's tough to think about as a parent.
Farmington chimed in and wanted us to know about PluggedIn.com. They said it's a great website, breaks down everything in movies right down to spiritual aspects in the film, and wanted to get the word out on that. Plugged In. We used to do the Plugged In movie review every Friday. I will say there were times where I definitely agreed with them and times where I greatly disagreed with them. One in particular being Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
Because it was like, that's an R-rated film.
Mm-hmm.
And
number one most grossing rated R film of all time.
Oh, yeah, it's gross. Yeah, dude. There were times where it was like, this is gory. And I understand as an adult, because this is what Christ went through. And so watching him suffer and die, but at the same time, it was a 5 out of 5 for family friendliness. And I was going, dude, you are crazy. No 8-year-old should watch The Passion of the Christ. So take it with it. I mean, we are all given, those of us who call ourselves Christians, right? If we are believers in Jesus, we have been, man, given the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells within us. Like we have this thing called discernment where we should be able to discern things like that. And so I think sometimes we allow ourselves to check out because of, maybe even if it's a Christian website or something, it's like, I'm going to let them, you know, what's best for your parent or for your child, you're a parent, be a parent.
And I think that's why we have, our wives and we have our husbands, you know, because for me, when you just said that, I immediately thought, man, there are times where I thought this is totally fine for the kids, but Leslie wasn't okay.
Yeah. That's why Chrissy and I go to the movies together.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because there are definitely times where I was like, yeah, dude, I think Suicide Squad's acceptable.
Yeah.
I think they can watch that. And Chrissy's like, I don't know, man, because she saw it without me. And Teo and I were both like, I think so. Yeah. Right. I don't remember. I was kind of paying attention. And then we watched it. She watched it with me. She's like, you were out of your mind.
Right.
You were out of your, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
And they will not watch it.
Especially us guys. We have a harder time discerning those situations than women do.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to certain things.
Just certain things.
Yeah. Live line chiming in. Some of my best parenting moments start with, quote, hold my beer, I'm going to try something. End quote.
Oh, man.
No! No, Starmie!
That's good.
Gosh.
That is good right there.
Making me yell.
It's beautiful.
Chris, our boy Bawachabot chimed in. He said, guys, ratings are not really that useful. Perhaps they could be a general guide, but if you really want to know what's in a movie without seeing them, plugged in.
Plugged
Somebody
in.
Else chiming in. Our kids don't see many movies, maybe a few a year, and our 14-year-old wouldn't be allowed to see most PG-13 movies that are out there. In fact, the only one he's seen in theaters are Episode 7 and Rogue One. He's also seen the first three Harry Potter movies, but not the later ones yet. One rule is, if there's a movie made from a book like Narnia, Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, Harry Potter, etc., they must read the book first.
Mm.
They sometimes complain about missing out, but the alternative really isn't acceptable to us trying to shepherd their hearts. Amen. Right on, Bob.
Amen. Thank you so much for chiming in. Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, hopefully you guys were listening this morning. We have questions that have to do with the show this morning. Your chance at lift passes to Wolf Creek. Snow's looking good up there.
Snow's looking good everywhere, apparently. It's like closing down certain ski resorts because of too much snow.
338-3700. You can start calling now for a chance to win lift passes to Wolf Creek. We'll do it next.
First news conference as president-elect, Donald Trump insisting he has no deals or loans with Russia and that he doesn't know if he'll get along with the Russian president.
I hope I do, but there's a good chance I won't.
The Broncos general manager John Elway announcing that Vance Joseph will be Denver's next head coach.
Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health analyzed about 4,000 menu items offered on kids' menus at many of the nation's top fast food and full-service restaurant chains. They found while some chains now offer healthier options for kids, there have been no reductions overall in levels of sodium or saturated fat.
San Jose woke up to find water filling their homes.
It's wet, it's nasty, there's debris and water coming over the road, and a lot of people are trapped in their homes down there.
San Jose fire officials rescued dozens of people. People near Sacramento in a rural area called Wilton were told to evacuate as well due to rising river water.
Federal indictment for Volkswagen's cheating on emission tests. NASCAR driver Carl Edwards retires from racing at age 37.
Do I follow my gut? And sometimes I just gather what's around me and I say, look, if all signs point to this, then that's what I need to do.
Just look around me and I say, hey, look.
Do not mock NASCAR driver Carl Edwards.
Look, man.
He's a cool dude, bro.
NASCAR. Good morning. 9:32.
High today of 54 degrees.
Traffic.
The roads are clear, however, the police situation still going on. San Mateo, just south of Comanche, there's a SWAT situation. And so San Mateo is closed from Palo Duro to Cherokee. APD is asking to avoid the area. Use Carlisle, San Pedro, Candelaria, Montgomery if you absolutely have to be in that area. Wow, phone lines are blowing up, man. Everybody got to hang out. Hang out on them lines.
Yep, hang out. We'll give you a chance here for those Wolf Creek passes in just a second.
By the way, that's your look at traffic.
Thank you.
Traffic!
Just a reminder, tomorrow on the show, tomorrow's going to be a beautiful show.
You're really excited about this.
Beautiful show. Coming up, 7:20, Cameron Monahan. He is in Gotham on Fox. He is the one playing Joker.
Jerome!
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for
you. No,
everybody.
They killed him, man.
They did. They killed him off last season, but he's coming back. I am so excited to talk to Cameron. He's been in quite a few things, Shameless on Showtime, and but the big one, Gotham. And that's one of those shows, too. Don't let your little kids watch that one. That one is it's a dark.
Boys really wanted to watch that one because, you know, they watch The Flash. Yeah. The Flash is the only one they watch. They don't watch Arrow because Arrow's too much, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried watching Gotham, and it was a little intense. So, boys, don't watch that one. I do definitely enjoy that show, though. I'm also a grown-up.
You are a grown-up. Yeah. Well, sometimes.
Man, we got Liveline. They are jammed.
All right. Here's the deal, Starmie. Wolf Creek lift tickets. Mm. We got them. What is your name?
Aaron.
How are you, buddy?
Yes. Pretty good. And you guys?
Fantastic.
Doing good. Whoa, that's the wrong button there.
Have you been listening this morning?
I have somewhat.
Oh man, let's hope you kind of been paying attention somewhat.
Hopefully. Yeah.
So we've got some trivia based upon our 1 year anniversary today. So hopefully you listened to the show this morning because
yesterday Patty did a great job. First person that we talked to got three in a row, and that's how this works. You got to get three right to win the lift passes to Wolf Creek. Here we go. Here's your first question. Good Fortune Tattoo was in studio doing a benefit for what organization?
Oh, and I was listening. He said a $22 million building, had a dream, $15 million.
Had a dream. You know, they wanted to build a center.
Yep.
They had this dream to build a center.
Come on, Aaron, I believe in you. Darn. Sorry, man.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks
Aaron.
For trying.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Phone lines are jammed. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. You ready? Here we go. Three right to win these lift passes to Wolf Creek. Ooh. It's trivia from this morning.
Were you listening this morning?
Only since 9 o'clock. I'm at work.
Ooh. Oh man, gonna be tough.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We'll give her the same question.
Okay. Yeah, Good Fortune Tattoo. They were in studio this morning with our friend Rob, who is from an organization that they're actually doing a fundraiser this weekend for. What's the name of the organization that's benefiting from Good Fortune Tattoo?
Oh, darn it. Oh, I have no idea. So, Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm so sorry. But thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, here we go. You got to get three right to win these lift passes to Wolf Creek. The question, the first one is, Good Fortune Tattoo is in studio doing a benefit for what organization?
Dream Big.
Oh, wait.
You hit the music prematurely,
I did.
My friend.
Dream Big?
Yes.
You want to go with that?
Yeah.
No, you don't want to go with that.
It's too late.
No. Fail.
It was so close.
Bang it up. There you go. 338-3700. Phone lines are open.
You did hard questions today. Actually, I thought that was really easy. It was really easy. Guys, listen. All of the information is at our Facebook page.
Pretty much.
It's a big event. Good Fortune Tattoo and For the Good. They're teaming up this Saturday to raise funds for someone.
But also, that was early. I mean, some of these questions are going to be from earlier on in the show.
It was in the 8 o'clock hour.
No, it's true.
Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Hi.
All right, here we go, man. You got to get three right to win.
Are you a snowboarder or a skier?
Snowboarder.
Okay, then this is going to go well, hopefully.
Three questions right. They have to do with what happened this morning on the show. Your first question. Good Fortune Tattoo was in studio doing a benefit for what organization?
Dream Center.
Yeah!
That's one right. Dream Center, guys!
I wanted to give it to the last guy, but Dream Big is actually another local nonprofit. Totally so different close. Organization, so.
Good job. You got to get two more.
Oh, man.
What famous rapper is starting a new basketball league?
Ice Cube.
Yeah!
That's two. Man, I think that was the best news we got this morning.
That was my
three
favorite.
3-on-3. It's going to be all the old school NBA players that are over 30.
AI going to be playing again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm on number 3. The answer, man. Speaking of answers, we need one more from you.
Okay, here we go. A new study out of the University of Manchester in England found that when someone has a toxic... it can lead to them bullying other coworkers and becoming more negative and disagreeable.
A toxic boss.
Yeah!
That's right, dude. Man. Good job.
Way to pay attention.
Yeah.
Those are some hard questions, man. What's your name?
Johnny.
Johnny, stay on the line, man. We're going to hook you up. You got a pair of lift tickets to Wolf Creek, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Beautiful.
We did it.
Beautiful.
You know what? I'm proud of you, Starmy.
That's good awesome. Job.
The phone lines went. That's the most fool I've ever seen them, like, immediately right? Just, like, line up.
Well, we have more passes to Wolf Creek, but none today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, another chance to win those. Make sure you guys are listening all morning long, because it's simple trivia. If you're listening, you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
Just like our last winner right there.
That was awesome.
That was beautiful. Now I feel like we should take a break to get this guy's information.
All right. We can do that.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion. Yay! With Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
This one going out to Leslie, my girlfriend.
Okay.
You're so indecisive, what I'm saying. Trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're.
This is a song from 1987. Justin Bieber. Where do I go? First, I want to go to the left, and you want to turn right. 80 style. 9:43.
Make it live all night. Just wholesome. 54 degrees is your high today.
What do you need?
What do you mean? It's what do you mean, not what do you need.
What do you need?
No, it's what. Okay.
What do you need?
Okay. Well, the live line needs to get the right phone number, 338-3700, because they were trying to get Wolf Creek tickets and called the Edge.
Oh, good job.
Totally. Hey, guys, we're going to be helping you out here soon with a sweet billboard. Says Star 88 and everything.
Does it have the phone number on the billboard?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's
wrong.
By the way, it's official. The Chargers have officially announced they are leaving for L.A.
Good news.
Wait. Good news.
Well, yeah. For people in L.A., it's great news.
I'm going to be a Chargers fan now, I've decided.
Yeah, since they moved to L.A.?
Yeah. Okay. I love L.A. Just going to go with the Chargers now.
See. There's a big difference.
I would never do that. Ugh, AFC, gross.
Big difference between San Diego and L.A. Two completely different places.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like San Diego seems more like chill.
Oh, yeah. Relaxed, laid back. You go to L.A. and it's everybody is just trying to be famous, and it's a different way of life. And they're about an hour and a half apart.
Hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's about what you wear and gotta have an.
It's gonna be okay,
expensive
buddy.
Purse.
It's gonna be okay.
What do you need?
What do you mean?
All right, let's see. We need to finish out some headlines this morning. It's our 1 year anniversary, guys. Thank you so much. It's your anniversary too, Starmy.
Yeah,
it's your show, and you guys make it, just as special. Chiming in, being a part of the show. The encouragement that you guys give us each and every morning, honestly, that's what makes it all worth it. You know, the $3.75 an hour I make makes it all worth it. What do you need?
Oh! Wow, so violent.
Sorry.
A new survey found the five things that annoy people the most about their coworkers.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Number one, not paying enough attention to detail and doing sloppy work. 35% of people think it's the most annoying things their coworkers can do. Number two, gossiping or playing office politics.
28%. Yeah.
Missing deadlines was number three. Number four, always being late. And number five, presenting someone else's ideas as their own.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
You have to be honest.
Okay.
I'm asking you to be completely honest. Don't be funny. I want you to be honest.
Okay.
What is the most annoying thing about me? What annoys you the most about me? Be honest. I want to work on it.
Yeah,
if there's something that annoys
that annoys you about me. I want to work on it this year for you. You're my partner.
You don't ever let me say the phone number.
Oh, well, so I let you do the live line number.
That's true.
But you don't fly the jet anymore. You're backseat, buddy.
Yeah.
You're Goose. I'm Maverick.
I'm trying.
Goose
really
doesn't reach up and grab the throttle.
Do you have something that's annoying for me?
I asked you, why do you have to throw me into this thing?
Well, because I actually have to think about it, because I enjoy you as a coworker.
And honestly, I enjoy you.
Yeah. We have a really easy relationship.
Hold on.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
I just want to say
okay.
that you make me smile. This past year has been one of the greatest years of my life.
It's our anniversary, man.
It's our anniversary.
I get it. You
and,
love Biebs.
You know, usually you get sick of, you know, your coworkers, or we spend a lot of time together. I honestly have never gotten sick of you.
I know.
Weird, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, kind of.
What?
I mean, it's kind of weird.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, you've kind of gotten sick of me.
No, no. Oh. No, that's why it's kind of weird. We've been doing this for a whole year, and I'm trying to think of, like, pet peeves or anything. I got nothing.
Well, we're both pretty laid back.
Yeah, that
you
could
know?
Be it.
We're not over the top.
No, but we still get stuff done.
Right.
That's the difference. Like, some people can just be, like, quote, laid back, and that's just called lazy.
Yeah.
But, like, we still take care of business, yo.
We take care of business. We take care of each other.
We have an understanding.
We communicate. Kind of okay. I mean, you did tell me that we have a movie tonight. A date night tonight, you said.
Yeah, dude.
Like, date night. And I'm okay. Like, wait, I didn't put this on
nope.
my calendar.
Just changed my mind. You're right. One thing.
What?
You forget everything.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
What did you forget this morning?
My gym clothes?
Yes, that and something else. So you can't point that out when you forget things just as much as I do. We had a couple guests on this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You
I
forgot.
Booked.
So you booked that you forgot about.
But I mean, I kind of remembered. Like, yeah. I saw him and was like, oh, yeah, I booked that. I set up all these things for us, like flying in a B-17
bomber.
Yeah,
but then you don't remind me until the day of.
And then you're like, hey, I'm talking about it on air. And you're like, and then you get in trouble.
You know what? I do have something. I do have something I want you to work on this year that annoys me.
Fine.
I would like you to remind me, you know, a day or two in advance on these things that you book.
Uh-huh.
Not just like book it a month ago. Like, you booked the plane thing a month ago, and then all of a sudden, day of, you go, are you excited for our plane?
But are
our
we
plane
not,
flight?
Are we
what?
Not equals? I'm sorry. You're complaining about me hooking you up. Your complaint is that you forgot we were flying in a B-17. You forgot tonight is the ribbon cutting at Flick's Brewhouse, and you and I are going to see Passengers together. And
wrong.
Going to be like interviewing people. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm annoying. Cool, bro.
This is the wrong number. Don't call here. Get.
You know what? This list is growing. I've got a list. Got a list of things that annoy me now.
I'm writing them down right now.
Somebody wants to know if you ever got sick of Buck. You can't answer that because you guys are now friends again, so don't answer that.
Well, we don't really hang out at all, so not
right.
really. So technically, we're not really friends, so I can't answer.
No, the question was, did you get sick of Buck?
Did you? Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we did the show for a long time, you know? A long time.
You guys did. Now, here's the difference. Here's a huge difference, like an honest, real answer. The difference is, you guys were kind of thrown together as work co-hosts.
That's true.
And you and I have been friends for like a decade, longer than that. Oh my gosh.
And I feel like we would have hung out more if you didn't live in Egypt.
Yeah.
From me. You know, you live way over.
We live across the world from each other. But we've somehow remained friends for like 14 years.
Yeah.
So, that's the big difference. We've been friends for a long time and happen to get to do a show together, which is amazing. Not everybody gets that. You and Buck weren't friends before. It was a work situation where
I couldn't really relate to him because he was so old.
Okay. I'm just waiting for him to text me and say, calling, because that's what happens. Somebody else wants to know where we're going to dinner, to which I'm replying, we don't have to go out to dinner because, seriously, there's like a ribbon cutting tonight. There's
I might not be
thing.
Able to go. My wife got bit by a black widow spider.
Dexter.
She's recovering.
If you,
you might have to take your other job wife.
I don't have another job wife.
Really? Oh, I bet you he's just flipping out right now. He was in a classic rock band back in, you know, the 2000s.
He's not my job wife.
He you know what? Teo's gone, so he's our third, basically.
He is not our third.
Who else is then? Who else can step in as our third?
You know what?
Because there's nobody else that can fill those shoes other than Stefan Christon.
Somebody just chimed in and said, man, this was going so well. Then boom, nope, arguing.
Sorry I brought it up. It's my fault. You know, I just really wanted, if there was anything that annoyed you, I wanted to work on it.
You put this in my news specifically to get a rise out of me.
I did not. That is not true at all.
It's number three on the list of things that annoyed me.
Are you trying to call Buck or Stefan?
I'm just trying to call Stefan. Oh. But it's after nine, so he's probably in stupid meetings because he's got a real job singing. Oh, I'm so serious.
He's our third.
If he doesn't answer, I'm letting it. I'm letting it.
Of 8-6.
I can't. What? I can't.
Come on. No. But if I can't go tonight, you have to take him.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're going tonight.
But I haven't even told Leslie because you just reminded me today that it's tonight.
Oh my gosh, guys! I included him in all the emails and all of the prep because we got a media alert because there's a ribbon cutting.
My wife got bit by a Black Widow
spider.
We're going
to get to interview people from this place. I've never been. We've heard so much about it.
I have to take care of my wife that got bit by a Black Widow spider.
Well, then I'm just going to have to go alone because it's like media only. I can't just bring someone else.
He could be me. He looks just like me. We have the same hair.
Yeah. Someone called the cops for help this week, but it wasn't necessarily the help that the police provide. There's some very loud howls in Niagara Falls, New York on Tuesday, and one person couldn't fall asleep because of all of the noise. So they did the reasonable thing. They called 911.
Wow.
For real. They called the cops on the wind. The police dispatcher alerted all the cars on patrol, and we have a clip.
Our cars, we advised them. Someone called to see if the police could stop the wind from blowing so they could sleep. If any of you guys can do that, could you let me know?
Oh, my God.
That is my favorite.
Yeah.
That was my absolute favorite.
The wind. Could you guys stop the wind?
I hesitate to answer this, but you know me. I like to answer the phone all the time because I love the Starmie.
Okay, I need to write this one down.
That's on your list of top five annoyances.
I'm the driver.
Man,
you're not allowed to do that.
Blew up. I don't know why.
Good morning.
Yes! Yeah, you guys.
Yes!
Good morning.
I received a call that says, do not pick up.
Yeah.
So I'm calling you guys back.
See, this is why you're not my work wife. This is why.
Hold on. Let me back up. Let me catch you up, Steven. Let me catch you up. Here's what happened.
All right.
Steve-O brought up a topic in the news about, it was from a survey. It was the five things that annoy people the most about their coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked him, it's our 1 year anniversary today. And I asked Steve-O, what is it? You know, can you name something that, you know, that annoys you about me?
Mm-hmm.
And he started listing off a few things.
Okay. There was one thing.
Whoa.
No, there was one thing.
And then I started listing off a few things, and then we got into this big fight. And then one of the things that annoys me is that he always forgets to tell me about plans that he booked for us until the day of.
You're taking
which
forever,
we,
and apparently he's right outside our
we
window.
We have a date night tonight. And I told him my wife got bit by a Black Widow spider.
Okay.
So you're going to have to take our third, our other co-host.
And I blanked. Wow. I didn't know who he was talking about.
And Teo's gone. So I said, our third co-host is Stefan Christian.
Yeah. Apparently you're our third, man. I didn't know. I know.
What do you mean you didn't know?
I'm honored. I demand a raise.
Do you not do another show on this radio station?
I do another show. It's Saturdays and Sundays from 2 to 6, afternoons with Stephen Christian and my radio voice.
Thank you. You're part of the family.
Okay? Man.
Since Teo's gone, you are our third.
What is this call for? Where is this going?
I need you to fill in. If I can't go tonight because my wife got bit by a Black Widow spider.
Oh, my gosh.
I need you to go with my job wife.
Okay.
To this certain event tonight.
Steven, it's going to be a horrible thing. You don't want to go. It's a ribbon cutting at Flick's Brew House. They're providing food, drinks, dinner, and a showing of Passengers for free.
Wow. Actually. Yeah.
Can you fill in?
I'm going to consider it.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay, but you have to lose about a foot of height. You have to gain about 100 pounds.
It's not true.
And you have to lose all your hair on your head.
That is not true at all. We look very similar.
Okay.
Very similar.
Well, I will. I have to get a hold of my social coordinator and see what she allows me to do.
Wow. I can't believe this. Well, okay, fine. Fine. I guess I can go with Stephen Christian of Amberlin.
Well, my wife got bit by a Black Widow spider.
All right. Thanks, Stephen.
My bad.
That's crazy.
Sorry, you're my backup plan. Thanks, girl. Okay, cool.
I'm excited.
Thanks for filling in, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Love you.
See, there you go. That's how things get taken care of right there. It's easy.
I can't believe you're bailing on me.
My wife got bit by a Black Widow spider.
You are bailing because you didn't even remember, and you're kind of lazy and don't like going anywhere.
You're kidding me? You don't think I want to go? You don't think I want to go tonight? That sounds awesome. But again, my wife got bit by a Black Widow spider.
Last time Stefan and I went out, we invited you out, and I was like, there's literally no way he's going to
I came out!
And you did!
Thank you very much!
I actually took a picture and put it on social media because I just couldn't believe we were hanging out together.
Of course. I love hanging out with you.
Okay.
You're my partner in crime.
Okay. Hey, happy one-year anniversary. I can't believe we made it a year.
We did it, buddy!
We did it.
We did it!
Cheers to 2017. We're going to kick it off strong. We got date night. No, wait. Okay, I'm not bringing that up again.
But, you know, we have a third, just in case one of us is out. We have a commitment from Stephen Christian.
Okay.
He will step in when one of us is out. I love that. He's a stand-up guy. Thank you, Starmie. We love you so much. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Yeah, 1 year, guys.
Hopefully, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Because we got a big show tomorrow.
Huge!
Big show. So stay tuned. Have a great day.